and Mike Show.
And today we shall witness an earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Oh, who are you guys with? NBC, CBS?
Radio God.
Who gave us jobs, security, show business?
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. Complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Am I using Chandra? Is it Chandra or Chandra?
I have always heard Chandra. I've heard other people say Chandra. Well, you know what? We could all create our own.
Sure.
Chandra. Chandra Lee.
And you yesterday, you're giving me a hard time for making jokes about this.
And listen to you now, Chandra Lee.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. Join the fun.
Oh, I know.
Be a shock jock.
The Don and Mike Show.
I have a message for all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer, okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, this is Steve. Yeah, the richest. It's Don and Mike.
All right. Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. Or you don't know good fellow book.
All right. Welcome to our show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Saw him at the All-Star game last night.
Wow.
Really? Thorny crowns on his head, turned around backwards, you know, the way the kids wear them now. Here he is, Son of God, Phil Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Spiewak.
He had the big palms that said, go Cal, go Cal.
Yeah, Jesus is behind, Phil Hochberg is behind Cal.
And
Cal.
Phil is always behind Cal, absolutely.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Big Steve Johnson and all the ships at sea, helping retarded children break loose from their chains. It's the Don and Mike Show.
I love it when you quote Arnold Schwarzenegger to start a show. That's always a good sign. Thank you, Rob. And hello and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on Wednesday, July 11th.
Wednesday.
Hello, it's Don and Mike Show.
Hello, my boo-boo.
Oh, is this my wife?
Hello.
Hello, my boo-boo. I like to join you in a large football contest.
Why don't you call me and get a good phone?
There's no way my wife could enter that contest.
She's in a bad cell anyway.
Yeah. Oh, and about the nipple contest, let me just tell you something. Yes, about the nipple contest. Here's why CBS is a great company to work for.
Oh. Amen.
They're behind you all the way around here. Okay, the way I heard it today, you know, and why is it that this is the only show that that is censured, and they worry about the stuff we do on this show?
Censored or censured?
Well, isn't it the same
Probably
thing?
Probably both. No.
Well, censure is what they do to, like, a congressman. You know, when he's misbehaved, they censure
him. Well, no.
Censor is when they control your content.
Well, they're trying to do both.
Yeah.
Well, actually, what they said to me, was there a way to make the nipple contest less sexual?
Really?
And I said, well, I don't consider it to be a sexual contest at all.
No, it's really just a game of... It's like a beauty pageant.
So let me show you how the mindset works, though, at Black Rock, as we in the industry call it.
Right.
At the Tiffany Network.
Okay.
They say, now, wait a minute. It's sexual because you've got girls involved. Yeah. If you had guys involved, it wouldn't be sexual. And I said, really? Well, homos would find it sexual. If it was a nipple contest just for guys.
Good point.
Right? Homosexual guys would consider this to be a sexual contest.
This is true.
So I believe that the only compromise that's been worked out is that we will have a men's competition.
Okay.
However, we're paying $1,000 per inch for the girls.
Mm-hmm.
For the guys, I am prepared to offer $10 per inch.
$10 per inch, but the guys would be happy to know. I know there were a lot of men that wanted to participate, and they'll be very happy now. So that, it's ridiculous.
I know.
That makes it non-sexual because we let guys in on it.
Welcome to our world.
Oh, my God.
That's why we used to play that tape at the beginning of every show with Elvis singing Welcome to Our World.
Built with you in mind.
The nipple contest as to make it less sexual.
Right.
Right, because this show is the big show that CBS is worried about watching.
Every day.
We have to open it up to men and to women. However, we will still offer $1,000 per inch to women for the longest nipples and $10 per inch to guys.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to that. I'm just curious as to whether the suits listen to other shows.
I don't know.
In their network.
I don't think so. I think that they have pretty much, they all get together for the 4.5 hours that we broadcast.
And they say, let's make sure we implement all the rules on that show.
They sit around, they put on their dunce hats, they have their big gigantic, those big gigantic pencils you can buy down at Disney World?
Yeah, and they sit there and they scratch at their little scratch pad.
Right, they sit there with their dunce hats on, and they're all sitting in a circle.
Oh, this will F with them.
They go, listen, a nipple contest, that's pretty good, but how about we make it so that guys have to enter, too?
Yeah, great idea. Call them. Tell them tomorrow.
And then the best part is that they don't call themselves. They then take the step of calling the lawyer.
Right.
And that's always a pleasant call to get.
Yeah, he's got longevity.
Yeah.
He's been doing it longer than we've been doing it.
He sure has.
He loves to, when he hears our name, he gets the big super large pencil out.
He loves it. He calls up and he goes, hi, how are you? And I said, hi, this can't be good.
No.
So anyway, undaunted, we're going to continue with the nipple contest.
Good. Because then if we didn't respond to their censoring, we may have been censured.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much.
So ladies and gentlemen, the nipple contest will continue. $1,000 for the girls, $100 for the guys. This is all because I read in the stupid disc jockey sheet that next Monday is National Nipple Day.
And we have to celebrate.
So if you want to play, call us anytime at 877-365-3636. And as a way of getting more girls and guys involved, let me tell you, if you have a friend with large ones, big ones, what you will want to do is get them to enter, because we, in fact, will have web camera coverage.
Excellent.
Of this on www.donandmikefans next Monday, live webcast.
Very exciting.
And unlike before, where the guy from the website was concerned about showing stuff, they're going to have that nice thing that says, if you're over 18,
good, very good.
Just make sure your parents aren't around when you're watching this.
Exactly.
And or if you're under 18, whatever that stupid thing is that it says that nobody pays attention to anyway.
Yes, of course.
So it'll be on the web also. So that let that be an incentive.
Mm-hmm.
If you're one of the people that wants to watch this competition on the website, well, you should get someone to enter the contest.
Oh, yeah. Very, very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, guys?
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
I need to get my dad down there. It's so big to overlap.
Boy, that's $10. If we're paying him $10 an inch, how much do you think he'd make?
About a couple G's.
A couple hundred dollars?
Well, if you give me $10.
No, it's $10 an inch.
$10 an inch?
For length. Yes. For length.
Well, you're giving the ladies, aren't you giving the ladies a G an inch?
No, I'm giving the ladies $1,000 an inch.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Well, his pretty much overlap, so.
What do you mean overlap?
They're so huge, they almost intersect at the...
You spent a lot of time focused on your dad's nipples?
Well, he was walking around with his shirt off, man.
I still don't understand the concept of overlap. You mean they hang over the nipple? Righty overlaps lefty?
What, do they look like pretzel? do your dad's chest look like Mr. Pretzel? You know Mr. Pretzel on the box of the pretzels?
Mm-hmm. Sure. We're waiting.
Hello?
Yeah.
We're waiting for an explanation.
What's the answer?
Well, I was saying the areolas are pretty much so huge that they at the overlap.
But see,
it's not an areola contest.
Dan, are you saying that the right areola would overlap with the left areola because they're so big?
Okay.
Yes, you know, see, now you've painted a picture.
All right, thank you, son.
All right.
Bye-bye. Call your pappy. Have him come on down.
I thought it was a lovely story.
Hello, Don and Mike. You told it so well.
Such enthusiasm.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, what's with these suits? Why didn't they have a problem with your biggest boob contest or your ugliest boob contest?
Well, now, you know, I've got to tell you, I really don't get it.
Dude, I don't either, because we've done hundreds
I know
of contests
have.
That yeah. have been
I know we
sexual.
Have.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you another one that I was told today.
Wow.
That we can't say, and I'm sure they're going to delete this out when I say this. I'm going to give you another one.
Oh.
That we can say, J-O, we can say, get your jerk on, we can say,
okay,
masturbating.
And that
probably is...
Go figure.
Was it Buzz?
It was gone. It's gone.
I mean, go figure.
I can't believe that.
Although it's perfectly okay to say, get your jerk on. Hey, I spent all morning...
Choke the chicken.
J-O-ing.
It's the clinical name for it.
Yeah, right. Well, we can't use the clinical name.
The Surgeon General calls it that.
For the longest time, I was told the way that we get around that stuff is by using the actual clinical verbiage.
Yeah. That's the rule that I...
Used
they
to be.
Change now the rules all the time.
Now they've changed the rules.
Man, I'm really...
This is another one I heard today.
You know, I don't want to push it too far, because you know what? If we pushed it too far and we said something like... You know, sit us down and really explain this. You know they would.
We
don't want that.
We'd rather just hear it.
I like it this way, you know, so we'll just...
Piece by piece.
We'll complain about it a little bit, but we'll accept it.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's weird, because for that... For the longest period of time, I believed that clinical terminology...
I understood the rule the same way.
Used to be.
But apparently, this is now the way the rule is being interpreted. And, you know, again, my bitch is, well, then... Well, actually, my bitch is Frida, but my bitch with this is make it a company-wide policy.
Yeah.
You know, let's enforce this rule on every other radio show. And the answer that I heard was, well, no other radio show focuses on the topic.
Oh, that's so not true.
Like your show does.
Well, maybe it's true.
We are the pros.
Maybe it is true.
It's a big part of our everyday show.
And our lives.
We do love the J-O-ing and the talk of J-O-ing. What?
And I just saw somebody got out of the Great Ape House upstairs, and he was following Alan Limon down the hallway very seriously.
Well, I'm sure they're having a discussion, and they're going to have to delete that out. Because it's perfectly okay to say J-O.
Unbelievable.
Or get your jerk on.
I can't believe they'd say that we're focused.
Mike. Hello there.
Hi there.
Oh, you know what? Hold on. I may have to wait for the... the phones have caught up.
Okay, we're back.
Hello, Don and Mike. See, when they dump us out a whole bunch of times, what it does is it cancels the telephones.
Yeah.
Because that's another way they don't trust us, too.
That's right.
Is that if someone says something on the telephone that they're not supposed to say, we hit the dump button, and then it takes that away. And then if they hit the dump button a second time, it just turns the telephones off because they don't trust us.
They don't trust us?
No, they don't trust us. They don't trust you guys.
That's right.
They don't trust anybody. Well, listen, damn them. Damn the torpedoes.
Well, but you knew what was happening, so, I mean, you knew what was going to happen on that one.
We're going ahead with the nipple contest.
You've proved a point, is what you've done.
And furthermore, we are going to continue to talk about breasts right now on this show. I call as my first witness today with some of the in-house catfighting going on here at radio station WJFK.
Yes.
Which, as you know, is the hottest goddamn radio station in the world.
Oh, man, you can't even put your finger on it. It'll get burned.
Let's call in Stacey Bridges, account executive Stacey Bridges.
Oh, my gosh.
One of my favorite people here. I only call her in because she said it was okay to talk about this on the radio.
Very good.
You should know that yesterday in a...
Was there a fight yesterday?
Well, in a rare moment behind the scenes, I received a call off the air from Stacey up in the office before the show. And she was just... unburdening herself, telling her saga,
yes,
of her breasts to me, that involve another member of the sales staff.
Really, I didn't hear any of this this story. In fact, I know you touched on it briefly in the office today, Stacey, but I didn't hear the.
Goodness. Oh my God!
Here she is now, the beautiful Stacey.
Thank you.
With the 34 double D's.
Hi,
today.
Charge.
How you doing?
Now am I okay to say names here?
Why not? Hey.
Okay. All right.
So yesterday I get a call from Stacy. The first part of the call is unrelated to what I'm going to talk about. Now, she was asking me something about the programming side of the station.
Right.
Then after that, she says, hey, do you have a second for something personal? I said, for you, of course.
Oh, God.
My love, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, do you know that Brenna, who is the sales, well, was she the sales manager back
there? She's my sales manager.
Sales manager. Said, do you know Brenna is telling me, Stacy, not to wear revealing clothes, clothes with plunging necklines, because she wants you to wear like business suits or something, right?
I wear business suits.
And Stacy, as we mentioned, has just gigantic orbs of fun flesh.
Yes, can't help that. They are beautiful.
I like them too.
And she mentioned that in a rare moment of woman to woman sisterhood thing going on here, that
yes,
that Brenna actually opened up her blouse to show her breasts. To
all of them? All the breasts?
No, she was just demonstrating that, you know, if
she was demonstrating
in,
what it looked like.
You know, if she came in like this.
Like what? Oh, yes, I see.
You know,
yes, I understand.
But not everybody has, you know.
She couldn't come in like that.
No.
She doesn't have that, what you have.
No.
So she was giving you a physical demonstration of your, what it looks like with your plunging neckline.
Yeah.
And I see that based on yesterday's conversation, you have really decided to...
Come on now, you. That's not true.
Well, now, you know, now listen, Stacy's a highly competent salesperson.
Yes, she is.
Is a high biller here at the station, one of the big revenue sources for the station.
That could be argued.
All right, well, I'm going on what I've heard. And you know, frankly, I think that... if I'm
I think that's a wonderful business outfit. It's a nice wearing today.
I pay a lot of money for my clothes, and the clothes that I buy are the same clothes that you would see in any major department store. The only difference is when I put it on, I fill it out.
You can't help it.
You do indeed. And if I'm running a delicatessen or wherever you're going to pitch advertising, right now, look at you. I see two good reasons I'm going to buy spots with you.
Yeah, if you're Johnny Retailer, Stacy comes walking in that outfit, I'd say your chances of buying a schedule have just gone up dramatically.
So what is it that Lady Slim Jim said to you yesterday?
Well, it was how it was said, not necessarily what was said.
All right, how did she say it to you?
She goes, well, I want to talk to you about this other account, but I really don't want to talk to you about this. I don't know how to say this. However I say it, it won't sound nice, so I'm just going to say it. And I was like, if you got something to say, say it. And
right.
She's like, well, you know, you look just a little too, you know, don't get me wrong. I really like your clothes, but it's just a little too much. It's just a little too sexy. I mean, you know, your neckline is down too low. And I had on a dress. It was a really pretty dress. I'm like a really girly girl. I mean, even though I'm like
yes,
a tomboy.
Yes,
you are. A round of applause.
No, you're a girly girl.
Absolutely. I'm a girly girl, but I'm like a rough girl, too. So you know,
I know you're I
like
tough. Don't get you mad.
No. Exactly.
We have tape of that. That's right.
Well, she went on to say, well, you know, it just doesn't look professional. She said, when you came in last week, you had on a suit. But, you know, last week we had cold temperatures, so it was cold. I had stockings on, too. But
right.
When it's like 96 degrees outside with the humidity, too,
right.
You know, I'm going to dress according to...
Sure. I want to just say something else. I think it's good for station morale.
I do, too.
That you dress the way you do dress.
Amen.
It is professional yet provocative.
Absolutely. Yes. That is it.
That's very good.
Professional yet provocative.
So at what point does Lady Slim Jim, and that is our affectionate nickname for Brenna.
We love her.
Who we've had on the show many times before.
Right, absolutely.
At what point does Brenna rip open her shirt to show you her cleavage?
Well, she told me, you know, there are other girls who are, you know, chesty here, but they don't, you know, show it all. And I was like, well, you know, some people can't. You know, I wouldn't recommend, those showing it all.
You
got it. That's what I said.
Sure. So when she actually...
She goes, well, what if I came in here like this and it's all unbuttoned down like that? What would you say? And I was like, oh, my God.
So you were actually looking at Brenna's cleavage?
If you would call it that.
Oh, dear me.
Well, it's just something I didn't want to
say. So did you two work it out? Did you work it out or
I don't
what?
Know. I've always felt there's a little... I'm probably going to have like a three-hour meeting. I'm going to run. In fact, I got to go down to see the doctor so he can hear the spot. But There's a little cattiness. I've noticed there's a little cattiness. But, you know.
What woman wouldn't be envious of
Are you finding this therapeutic purging on our show? This is good for you, isn't it?
It makes me feel good. Because, you know, because sometimes when it bothers me, I can't sleep, you know. And it's like, you know, I'll be tossing and turning. It's like, God, you know, what's going on? What's the dealio? What's up with that?
That's right. And I would hate for you to have to go through one very, hold on. Bretta is now in Steve's office denying all of this. Well, Robbie, go get Bretta, see if she wants.
Come on, let's see. We haven't had Bretta on for a while.
Bring in Lady Slim Jim.
Let's bring Bretta in here. Let's get the two microphones
see
fired.
What's happening?
Get the other guest mic ready.
Here we go. Now, I should tell you, that Stacey brought this to my attention yesterday.
I'm a very honest person, and I stand by everything.
This was a private matter yesterday, but she came by the office today, and she...
We're here to help. You know, we used to do employee counseling on this show on a regular basis. We used to have the people from the sales staff come in here all the time.
Yeah, they put a stop to that, too.
And I don't think that, I think really, you know, with certain new members of management, I think it ought to be a policy that's reestablished. She's not coming in, is she?
She's not coming in?
Having a meeting.
Is it Goldstein?
Yeah, and I said, Steve, tell her the easiest way to handle this is just go ahead and face the music. He says, no, we're having a meeting.
We're having a meeting?
Yeah.
So will you please go tell Goldstein I'm requesting?
Translation, pack your stuff, Stacey.
No.
You're not.
Is the meeting? Rob, just ask one more question.
Yes.
Ask Steve if the meeting is about Stacey.
All right.
Of course it is.
And just, I mean, Stacey's, in turmoil here. We have to find out.
Ask Bretta as a personal favor.
Come in.
We're
certainly owed that, right?
It's a personal favor.
But I guess she was just giving a demonstration. I mean, after that point, I didn't really hear anything else.
All right, so your outfit today. Obviously, you did not.
Limited Express.
Go with the advice that was given.
I think I know exactly. I think I can comment on what Stacey said a moment ago. Stacey is wearing a dress that would not be a big deal on a lot of other women.
Mm-hmm.
But on Stacey, she does fill it out. So I think it looks...
It would look great on this man, incidentally.
It would, absolutely.
I could also fill it out, but in a different way. It's about revenue, this meeting is.
Oh,
and
no.
Bretta prefers not to step in at this time.
All right, very good.
I got you. So anyway, Stacey called me before the show yesterday, and we had this...
Who's my savior?
This exchange. And, at that time, I mention...
I'm so I'm nervous.
No mention on the air of this, of course.
Go ahead.
She came by today, and, she did a little pirouette in the office.
Yes.
Mike always says when I look beautiful, he's like...
Yes, I always say you look lovely.
You look lovely in that outfit. Are you feeling it? He's
right.
Like, I'm feeling it,
Yeah.
Hey.
Because it's... what did we say before about station morale?
Mm-hmm. I think it's good for station. Let's be honest.
It's good for people to look good. I should look like a million bucks.
I don't want to get in trouble here. But seriously, what she's wearing right now, I mean, does she look sexy in this outfit?
Yes.
Absolutely. Amen. But is this a beautiful outfit, a nice outfit, a business outfit?
Yes.
It's great. And, some people walk around here, like me, dressed in sweats. You know what I mean? And I'll take this over that look any day of the week.
Generally speaking, we are not surrounded by Hooters girls here.
No, we're not.
At this radio station.
No, we are not.
Okay? I mean, it's more like Denny's waitresses than Hooters girls around here. And I, for one, am
can
happy.
I have to escort out here.
I'm happy that you dress the way you dress.
I try to look good. I feel like I'm representing. When I go out in the market, when I go talk to people, when I talk about Don and Mike, Liddy, WJFK, I want to look my best. I want to look like a million bucks.
You do.
Is a million bucks.
Hold on a second.
I want to look like it.
Joining us now on the telephone is one of your sales compadres, who incidentally is also going to be coming on the show today to sing, I believe.
Oh, fantastic.
Now, Mr. Tim McWilliams is calling out now.
Good. Tim McWilliams.
And I should point out that Tim is also... been at the hands of the fashion police.
Yes, he has.
Three or four years ago when they called Tim in.
Tim likes Stacey. They got guts. They don't shy away from this show.
Right.
They tell it like it.
They called Tim in one day and they said to him, listen, for God's sakes, you look like you
You're buying your clothes off the rack.
Now, one can say, Tim, though, when that was said, you were complaining loudly, and you let them have it for doing that. But then there was this metamorphosis that took place, and Tim McWilliams, you know, I think one of the more stylish individuals at this radio station.
I broke.
Yes, you did. But, you know, it was good for everybody.
It works.
However, hey, Donna, Mike, you know the best Stacey story is when she's running down the hallway to catch a phone.
Yeah.
And she's got to hold on to her, womanliness.
Yeah.
So that nothing falls out. Maybe Stacey could tell him a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I wasn't built to run. So, you know, you got to work with what you got. And if I hear the phone ringing, you only got a couple of rings to go, so I'll hold them down and I'll make a dash for it.
That must be great to watch, huh, Tim?
Tim?
Well,
we've lost Tim.
We've lost Tim.
Tim was getting so hot and bothered, he's in a ditch somewhere right now.
And Tim is another salesperson who came to us yesterday after the office came in. He said...
wants to sing.
He's ready to sing again on the show. So
I don't think I've ever heard him ask you as bluntly as he did. Don, I'm ready to sing.
Yeah.
I think there is... Stacey, would it be safe to say there's a lot of pressure back there?
Oh, I'm waiting for somebody to get a gun. And
oh, dear.
Oh, yeah. No.
Really?
Just start shooting.
Listen, you're beautiful, you're professional.
Thank you.
Thank you for confiding in us.
Thank you for sharing this with us and our listening audience. I know everybody's very...
It was bothering me.
That's good. I'm glad. Do you feel better now that you got it off your chest?
Now, I'll tell you why Stacey's got balls, because she has said this, and now what she has to do is leave the double doors.
Oh, this isn't over. She knows, ladies and gentlemen, that this is not over. She's got to go face the music.
She's got to go down to past the airlock doors, and then immediately she's got to go past the office.
Right.
Where Brenda's in there having a meeting with Goldstein.
Sure.
Let me see if I can grease those skids.
Yeah, that's good. Make it a little easier.
Hold on a second.
Can't we all just get along? That's all I'm
saying. See, Stacey, like Tim McWilliams and some others around here, realize that coming in here helps us. It helps our show. It is interesting.
Oh, they're good people.
And they're company people.
And don't worry, Stacey, you have a lot of support.
Thank you, darling.
You need a lot of support.
I knew it was like...
You did that. You were just setting that line up, weren't you?
Yes, thank you.
He was. Such a sweetheart.
Well, no, I'm not answering.
The monster is not answering his phone.
Hi, you've reached the voicemail of Steve Goldstein with WJFK.
All right, hold on, let me try Lady Slim Jim. Hold on, 453.
I'll tell you right now, if I worked for Goldstein, I'd be up on the roof. I'd jump off the roof. Death would be a fine alternative, Rob.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
I'll help you if I could here, but no one's answering their telephones.
Wow.
I mean, I can't escort you down the hall. You know what I can do, though? I can send Rob Smulak to escort you down the hall back to your cubicle.
Oh, great. And back out because I have to go down to D.C. And let this client...
Rob, would you please go with Stacey now?
Arm in arm, Rob.
Would you please escort her?
Thank you, Stacey.
But I was pissed. I was really pissed. And I was like, you know, you piss off the wrong person, I will march down here topless. If it bothers you that much.
We said amen to that.
I stilettos and a hat, and I will go on calls. Because, you know, I don't get an allowance for an expense account for clothes. Mm-hmm. And I pay a lot of money for my clothes, and I like to look professional, and I like to look glamorous. And I'm a sexy woman. I was born.
Yeah, baby. Yep. You are.
Stop it.
Goddamn right you are.
I feel discharged.
All right. How about there she goes.
He cracks me up.
Stacey Bridges, everybody.
You know what? There are people in this world that bring something to the table. She's one of them.
Brown sugar.
That is too funny.
She got to tell you this. She got
it's
bigger,
fun.
She got bigger balls than half those Regis Philbin lookalikes they got back there selling the station.
Absolutely.
And when exactly did this radio station make the move over from young urbanites to guys who are like one step away from a prostate condition? Because that's, I mean, we have got,
right.
we've got like 45 people that sell for this radio station.
Sure.
I'd say if you go back there right now, 25 of them, you'd say, hey, it's Dick Cheney.
Right, absolutely.
You know what I mean? They're back
there. So when you add somebody to the equation that makes it a little lively around here, it's fun.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with fun.
But no, what we have generally now are these guys with the slumped over shoulders and the...
Right.
And the bad, wrinkled, oh, there's Rob, is actually...
And then Colette followed him down the hallway with an amused look on her face.
Rob is actually escorting Stacey. Yeah, well, we've got now these guys that have bad suits that look like they've been balled up in the back of their car. They come in with a bad posture and the hunkered over shoulders. And all of them, without fail, look like a bad version of Regis Philbin. And they all look about that same age.
Yeah.
And you wonder, how the hell are these guys going out on the street representing, selling this radio station?
You know, we don't know all the details behind the scenes. We don't know who's selling what, who's making what kind of money. But I think it's really good to have somebody around here. But I like the Stacey Bridges, the Tim McWilliams that just add a little personality, you know, and bring something to the table. And you know, most importantly, you know, they don't go running around the corner when we come down the hallway.
I even like Lady Slim Jim, old Bretta.
Ah, Bretta's got a personality.
But see, Bretta's afraid to come on the show because you remember that one time Bretta came on the show.
See, Bretta should come on the show now that Stacey's not here.
She should. Bretta came on the show one time because her car was towed.
Right.
And she screamed about the towing company that towed her car. And as it turns out, she was yelling about the wrong towing
company. The wrong towing company.
And she got a lot of trouble for that. And I think that at that time they said to her, don't ever go on the Don and Mike show
now,
again.
Now, Stacey has left the building. Perhaps Bretta would come in on the show now.
Rob?
Hey, Rob, see if Brett will come in now.
See if you can find Lady Slim Jim now. If she just wants to come in with her side.
Because her dad.
Just, you know,
I'd love to hear her side, you know, and I can see where she might be intimidated.
What this is it's a good old-fashioned cat fight. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes,
I mean,
it is.
Stacey with her gigantic ones, and then Bretta actually opens her shirt up to show what she's got to Stacey.
Right. Perhaps we could get a demonstration.
Like to see that.
Yeah. You know, and I think Stacey gave us, you know, all the details, and now we'll hear the other interpretation of what went on.
We should. We need to.
If Bretta comes in.
Now, Steve Goldstein is another individual who has, you know, made his presence felt on this show. Mm-hmm. He comes in here occasionally. We don't really like him to.
Well,
but he does.
You know what would get him to come in? If you talk about what a cheapskate he is and he gives away his Halloween candy.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, he's had full-size candy bars in his office since that day. Now what's the deal, Rob?
She says that it's not necessary, but here's the dynamic that went down. As I went in there, Steve said, they were listening, of course, on delay.
Right.
And Steve turned to her and says, it's not a cat fight. In my observation, you were just saying what you felt about her dress. It's totally up to you if you'd like to go on in there.
And Bretta, come on.
Well, now, did you get the feeling that Goldstein was in some way?
I think Goldstein is now sort of removing himself from it.
Smart move. Very good.
Did you ask Goldstein if he'd like to come in here?
I never do.
All right, go check.
Go see Steve Goldstein.
Hello, we are in need of a salesperson.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Anonymous person calling with the same problem right now. My girlfriend and I are in the car and we've been listening to you and we both got called on the table for dressing too sexy.
Do you have big ones also?
Yeah, we're very attractive with nice ultra fresh.
Would you like to come down here to the studio and purge?
Would we like to come to the studio and do what?
And purge, you know, vent your frustrations on real microphones.
Maybe take your shirts off and come down here and let us know what you think.
Yeah, we wouldn't have to take our shirts off because we're dressed provocatively enough that you could see.
That's good enough for us.
Beautiful.
We leave a little for the imagination.
All right.
Where are you? We look classy. We look classy. Our customers always tell us that we dress very nicely and that we're attractive.
Your Johns tell you that?
Oh, our Johns. Oh, that's ugly.
Where are you calling from?
Honey, I'm kidding. I apologize.
I'm going to put you on with Ann's friend, a co-worker. Just a second. She can talk to you.
Oh, so your name is Ann?
No.
Hello?
And a friend.
Oh, Ann
friend.
Hello.
Hi there.
This is Ann's friend. How are you?
See, no, it's Ann. The other girl was Ann.
Now, I have something to say
Anonymous
about what's happening.
Friend.
I think, what's her name, Stacey?
Yes.
Okay, I think that she is right, and I think that the other girl should just deal with the fact that she's not as attractive.
Oh, now, look.
Hold on. I don't think it's about that.
Wait, no. I want to tell you that Bretta is very handsome.
Yes, she is. She is one of the better-looking people here.
Mm-hmm. Well, if her sales are suffering because of the way that she looks, that's one thing. But if she's successful with the way that she dresses and her sales aren't suffering from that, then it shouldn't be a problem.
I don't believe so. I believe it is a personal issue between these two broads.
So both of you are dressed provocatively today?
Well, no, let me just tell you. We dress an Ann Taylor, and when you wear the clothes right and you're an attractive woman, and other women feel that you're sexy and that's bad. I mean, there's no reason why, you know, you should dress like a nun.
I think we have really tapped into something.
Yes, we have.
I'm just waiting for the ugly broads to start calling in and start yelling at these girls who like dressing all
that
sexy.
I would be fascinated to hear if there's another
this
side of the
Anne
story.
Again.
Hello, Anne.
Hi,
Anne.
I want to add something to that as well. It's very rude and makes you feel uncomfortable in the workplace when other women are staring at you and criticizing you for what you're wearing. It's
yes.
not supposed to be about what we're wearing. It's supposed to be about the job that we do. And when we do very well, we're making our quotas.
Yeah,
and our clients are happy.
Right, right.
That's they shouldn't be worrying about the fact that,
you're
you know, we
have
right.
You got to come down here.
And,
you got to come down here. We got to see what you look like.
Yeah, we have to see you, both of you.
Well, we're on our way to Virginia right now to see.
We're in Virginia.
We're in Virginia.
Perfect.
Hold on a second. I'm going to have Lisa give you directions.
Really, Lisa, give them a parking spot down at the garage.
Absolutely.
Hal, I'll move my car so that they can park.
You know, I think we are the ultimate arbiters of what is perfect for the workplace and what is not perfect for
Amen.
The workplace. Wouldn't you say
yeah,
so?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if you're a woman out there that maybe someone said, hey, you dress a little too provocatively, don't listen to your coworkers. No. Let us be the judge.
Come down. Let us see what you got on. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, results is what matters, isn't it? I buy radio time sometimes, and I'd much rather have a girl with her Hooters hanging out sell me the time than Dick Cheney's brother.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
We have heard from the customer.
Hello, Don and Mike. Yeah, Robbie.
You have been denied by Steve Goldstein because he is, quote, knee-deep in revenue S, and this is not the time. But the exciting thing is, you know that electricity that the sales area gets?
Yeah.
When something like this goes down?
Yeah.
Every time I've stepped out of the air studio now, you look down that long line of cubicles,
right.
And you see this. Everyone's leaning back to see what's going to happen
it's
next.
Yeah. I'm wondering who's going to be the next.
Precisely.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, am I? I just had a comment about the two women that are speaking.
Well, they're not on the phone any longer.
They're getting directions down here right now.
Okay, well, those two are idiots.
Now, why do you think they're idiots? We were completely supportive of what they had to say.
Well,
we got an ugly woman here.
I do not think so. No, no, I'm not an ugly female. But there's a time to dress provocative, and there's a time to dress conservative.
No, I'm sorry.
And there's a time to put L-Y on the end of your words, too.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry that God didn't give you the gift that he gave other women. I'm really sorry.
Actually, I'm actually a very attractive female, and I do address provocative.
And you express yourself beautiful.
So conservative is more important than results?
No, but listen, it depends on where you are.
Honey, how big are your boobs?
C.
C?
C cup?
Uh-huh.
Well, what size jeans do you wear?
3.
Oh. A size 3?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are you, one of those girls that puts, you do the Ally McBeal thing where you puke your food up? I mean, size 3 jeans? Size 3, let me just tell you something. Size 3 jeans with a C cup is like Lara Croft. It's like Tomb Raider. That's pretty hot.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, but why would a hot girl be... But hold on. Why would a hot girl, if she was really that hot, be calling up being all concerned about these other girls?
That's where I'm very surprised.
See, I work in a law firm. I
yes.
would dress like a whore coming to my office.
A whore?
She might be lying.
No.
Yeah, she might be.
Yeah, she
See,
might
I dress
be.
Like that, but I just don't wear it to work.
Well, I mean, but from what the company that they bought their clothes from, that's not a whore clothing company.
Oh, no, Ann Taylor's a whore.
And Ann Taylor, that's what it is, and they said that they wore it well.
And listen,
would you consider Ann Taylor to be
a whore?
Provocative? A whore?
No, but, you know.
I'll tell you this.
Put it this way. When I dress provocatively, I expect people to look at me and say, okay, she's a slut.
The outfit...
Oh, so you're a slut. Okay. You know what we might need you to do? We might need you to come down here in your conservative outfit, but bring your provocative outfit, and then make the transition, and we'd have to be the judge of that.
Hey, listen, the important thing to know here is that the outfit that Stacey had on today specifically was not in any way whorish
no.
Or provocative. It simply showed off.
Yeah, it had a little neckline, and you know, and she's got something that the neckline shows off.
And she's selling show business, not working in a law.
Yeah, absolutely. That's important, too.
Well, honey, come on down.
Okay.
Okay? Hold on a second, please. Yeah, come on down.
Yeah, I think, you know, we could have a whole theme going on.
Get a good look at you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Hey, buddy. Let's have a look at you.
Hey, I think the bottom line is would you rather buy a product from Romy and Michelle or from Herb Darling?
That's true. Right. I mean, I don't care if people call me sexist, but that's absolutely true.
Right, sure.
Everybody likes, I mean, especially if you're in a sales situation.
Mm-hmm. Likes beautiful people.
Sure.
I mean, that's why we're on the radio. We are not beautiful.
That's why we're not salespeople.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Keep talking to the girls with big boobs. I'm almost finished.
All right. Get out of here.
Get
out of here.
Don't say with what.
All right. Clear the lines out, please. Let's go to a call 100 right now.
Newsman made me laugh again.
I heard him. 877.
He's got a memory on him.
365-3636. Toll-free number. Oh, now, did they delete that out? I just heard a little, because, Buzz, you didn't say anything.
No,
that was
I didn't
worth
say
deleting.
No, there's no way they deleted that.
Heard a click in my headphones, which is normally indicative of the dump button being hit.
I heard the click also.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm just overreacting.
God, I mean,
I'm slightly paranoid. Be the 100th caller now, and we'll give you a prize. Good luck.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Never been fishing before, so can he and I take turns with my fishing pole?
All right. Better still, I'll let him have one of my poles, and then you can both have one.
Gee, thanks, Sheriff. You gonna let him use your pole, Paul? The big one?
Sure. But you all got to get some sleep. I know. One of you come in my room.
Okay, Paul.
Oh, no, wait a minute. You go, Trey. You stay in your own bed.
Trey gonna sleep in your bed, Paul?
Now, don't worry about it. You'll see him first thing in the morning. I'll bring him in as soon as he dozes off. Go to sleep.
Bye, Hope.
Bye, Hope.
Bye, Paul.
Such beautiful paint. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
How the world has changed. Call 100 time right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Call 100.
Right? What's your name?
Chris.
Hi, Chris. Where are you from?
From McLean.
Chris, you got WWF SmackDown tickets, okay?
Fantastic.
Go see the best wrestling show in the world, WWF SmackDown, MCI Center here in D.C., July 31st. Over 40 of your favorite wrestlers, WWF Superstars, tickets, Ticketmaster, MCI Center. Thank you, my friend.
Beautiful. I love the wrestling.
Enjoy the wrestling. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
I am a fan of wrestling in limited doses since we've had, Mick Foley on the show and Diamond Dallas Page.
Yeah, we've had some great interviews with wrestlers.
I'm also, as you know, a closet NASCAR fan.
Right. Yeah, well, I'm getting more out of the closet every time you talk about it.
Although I love reading the stuff in this paper today that Dale Jr. is pissed because apparently I'm not the only one that was screaming the day after the race that the fix was in, but I'm going to get past that thing. I want to tell you something else. That last night, and I've got no problem with it because it was an exhibition, but when that guy threw the pitch to Cal, he might as well have thrown an underhand.
There is
no doubt in my mind. Listen.
93 miles per hour.
Listen, please, by whose speedometer?
The jugs gun.
Okay, the jugs gun is rigged. It's going 23 miles an hour.
That,
it's like
I based that on hearing Tony Gwynn say...
Slow pitch softball.
Tony Gwynn, and I don't even know if it was 93 miles an hour. I know Tony Gwynn, who was the other retiring All-Star, said after the game when he was interviewed, he said it takes a lot of composure to get up there after you're waving at everybody, get your concentration back, and then hit a 93 mile an hour fastball. So I don't know whether he was just using that...
He could be in on the fix as well.
Listen,
this is an exhibition. Yeah. Nothing's on the line.
Right.
You know, the old man's coming up in his last game. But let's face it. I think right now, Rob Spiewak could beat Cal Ripken in an arm wrestling contest.
Okay.
Oh, God. Cal is, you might as well have...
Spicoli, you're on dangerous ground here.
Oh, listen, you might as well have Phoebe from Friends out there playing for the Orioles. Cal is not the man he was yet last night during the All-Star
game. 2 days in a row now, you go to war with things sentimental.
No, I'm just saying, during
during the All-Star game. It just seems mighty coincidental to me that over 3 days in sports, the guy wins the race.
Do you think it was a string that was attached to the ball?
No, I don't. But I think that the pitcher, whoever he was, and he's a good guy for doing this,
right,
probably, you know, gave the little wink to the catcher, and the catcher says to Cal, hey, guess what? You know, this is a slow motion coming right now.
Well, you know, I don't know.
Right down the middle of the plate. Cal, swing as hard as you possibly can.
I don't know whether that, you know, Tony Gwynn, when he said that, was speaking figuratively, where you're saying, you know, just throwing out a number, or whether he actually knew the speed of the pitch. Because if the ball was thrown actually at 93 miles per hour, then, you know, your fix theory is completely blown out of the water.
I don't believe so.
Because, I mean 93 miles an hour, hitting that out of the park is very difficult to do.
That's hard for Barry Bonds to do, hard for Mark McGwire to do. Please, Cal Ripken is, he's an old woman.
Oh, my God.
You know, come on, he's a great baseball player, but
Cal! I know, blasphemer, you! You are a blasphemer!
I just think the fix was in. But
So if you're keeping track now, it's Dale Earnhardt winning the race was Dale Earnhardt.
Now, that was definitely a fix.
That was totally fixed.
Mm-hmm. And Cal doing this at the All-Star game, you know, the guy, you know, they just throw him an easy underhanded one so he could sock it out of the park.
See, I didn't even see the highlight. I came in after he had hit the home run.
Now, you should have seen the guy pitch.
See, I didn't see the
pitch. The other pitches, the guy was going like this, going into
it. He was going in stretch and throwing overhand, and this one he threw like a softball.
This one he stood about 10 feet away like you throw a ball to a little kid.
I understand now.
Right, he just kind of lobbed it up in the air. And as a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, I think Cal may have actually hit the ball from the pitcher's mound.
I see.
And let him move out 50 or 60.
Halfway, you know. Yeah.
Halfway out. He might have been on second base.
You know, my wife broke a guy's, I think, a cheekbone and nose one time in a softball game. You know, Laura is very athletic, and she's also 4'10.5", and apparently the guy was on the mound. They were playing a softball game. I forgot who the guy was with. It was Dave, but I think it might have been some law enforcement agency, and the guy came in a little closer, and he walked in, and he was just real nonchalant, and he was about 10 feet away from her and threw it underhand, and she hit a line drive and hit him right in the nose, shattered his nose, and I think broke his cheekbone.
But your wife is probably stronger than Cal Ripken. I think it was a wiffle ball last night.
Really?
You know, one of them plastic balls with holes in it.
Right.
And he just kind of, you know, knocked it out.
Maybe it was one of those badminton birdies.
Yeah, it could have been mine.
Yeah. You know, I saw it's in the paper, at least in the Washington Post this morning. There was a still shot of Cal making contact, and it was very difficult. I'm just telling you what I saw in the paper today. It was very difficult for me to pick up the ball. It, you know, you see the catcher's glove up there, and then you see Cal swinging, and then I finally was able. It looked to me like it was hit so hard that it was difficult to pick up the ball.
Well, and also keep in mind, this was brought to you by the Fox Network.
Yes.
This is a network. Work not to be trusted.
So now we would be entering the possibility of maybe special effects.
Yes, absolutely. That perhaps there was never a ball in the first place.
Right.
Wow. That
it was actually superimposed. Cal just got up and took an easy swing.
Don't forget when Fox had hockey, they had the blazing puck, right?
You could do that with a baseball.
So for just one play, they said to the guy, okay, now stuff the ball down your pants.
You know, when you started talking like this, I thought you were nuts, and now I've come completely full circle.
And you say to the guy, go through the motion and pretend you're throwing it, and then the little white, like a pong ball almost, comes down, and Cal does that, and at that moment, Fox comes up with the graphics and stuff.
You know, since we're throwing out theories here, and since we had your brother on the show yesterday talking about his remote control boat, do you think there's the possibility of a remote control baseball?
I think nothing is out of the realm of possibilities, Mike. I'm very happy.
The fix was in at the All-Star game is what your point is, right?
Yeah, well, no, the fix was definitely in at the NASCAR race.
Was the fix in when Tommy Lasorda fell on his ass yesterday?
Yes, that was also orchestrated.
Right. Wow. Yeah, it was not a real bat that hit it.
No, it is much like Tommy Lasorda yesterday at the All-Star game was like a rodeo clown.
I see. I understand. That wasn't even Tommy Lasorda. It was somebody in a... Because Tommy Lasorda really is 74 years old. That was somebody in a Tommy Lasorda suit.
Did you see how whoever it was...
Yeah,
and I'm with you, Mike.
Did a somersault.
Yeah, it actually did like a backward somersault. You tell me Tommy Lasorda's that limber?
Sure.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
So the whole thing was... The whole All-Star game was fixed.
Yeah, it wasn't even played in Seattle.
It was
on the back lawn at 20th Century Fox.
Wow. And there are aliens buried there.
Yeah, right. Okay. Now I'm going to talk to some idiots who think I'm serious about this.
Okay, very good.
Okay. Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How'd I get to be an idiot? You're killing me, Don. You're killing me. That was a 92 mile an hour fastball.
Okay, what did I tell you? Here we go.
Right over the middle.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you?
On a serious note, the 1-2 finish of Michael Waltrip and Dale Earnhardt Jr., the race were...
Okay, listen, hold on. Let me just take down the third wall for a second. You're not even going to be quiet for a second. About the cow thing, obviously I'm joking.
Yeah, and you know, you're a big enough baseball fan. You were. I thought of you last night when they were talking during that game, and they were talking about Cal, and Cal had that incredible Iron Man year, I think, in 95, a couple of years after the strike. And they were talking about how he was responsible for fans coming back. He said some of them have come back, but not all of them.
I was thinking
of you sitting there where you really haven't come back. But you've inched back.
Cal would look nice
in a dress.
I think for the rest of his career, you should dress Cal up in a dress. Just have him wear a nice, like a whack uniform out there.
You're really down on Cal, huh?
No, I'm not down on Cal. Cal's an old man.
It's all
right. He's an old man.
Cal is the man. Cal will always be the man.
Cal, okay. Well, you know, the Cal I like is Kal-El.
Kal-El from Superman.
The Superman. But really, I'm kidding. Of course I'm kidding about the Cal thing. But
You're funny because you know, I equate it with like if Yaz was retiring and you were doing this, you know, and even with your kidding, I can just see the people right now they're seeing such red that they can't even get by the kidding part going, what is he talking about?
That's all I got is people who want to yell at me about it. I got another guy here. Hello?
Yeah, Donna Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, don't you watch baseball? Don't you know the faster the pitch, the easier it is to go out of the park?
Okay, here's another guy. He's taking this very seriously.
So, in other words, that's it. So the theory, your theory, sir, would say then the easiest ball to hit out of the park would be a 102-mile-per-hour fastball, you incredible moron.
If you can catch up to it.
Yeah,
all right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I'd like the City Duck Golden Boy.
Really?
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, how long have you felt this way?
A couple days.
Oh, good for you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey there, Don. You got to be careful talking about Kale like
that. The Golden Boy, shine again. He get
an
hair.
Institution.
Yeah, Rob. As Rob eats his banana, he'd get hair all over his banana.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
He did that.
Don and Mike, Buzz.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, I was wondering, was Sal playing in the All-Star game or the Celebrity Legend softball game?
All right, thank you, my friend. All right, we've covered that. But I'm still on the guy that wanted to fit. He tuck me.
Of course.
I do think that the Dale Jr. thing was a setup. No doubt about that, because that's getting... Well, look at that. You've got the...
You know, it wouldn't be great.
Oh, yes, it would.
Oh, hey, watch out.
We might want to put you in one of those dresses Stacey was wearing.
Now, stop it. I'm wearing a tighter shirt than normal.
But Golden Boy is in the spotlight, and that's just where he likes it.
My shirt's a little tight today. You can relate, can't you? But
sure.
All right. So, anyway.
Are we gonna open that one up?
No, I just want to know.
Someone else is mad at me. Hello.
Those people are just idiots. Don't believe that you really believe that.
Right. You know the truth, right?
Yeah, sure I do. Hey, Buzz.
Hey, yeah, I believe it.
Do you still not wear underwear?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Today I have underwear.
Ah.
Do you wear them when you wear a suit?
Of course, yeah.
Buzz never wears a suit. Jesus, the only time Buzz wears a suit is like at the Christmas party.
Never here, but sometimes I do.
Okay, but not an underwear party.
Buzz's uniform is, even on stage, when it's wintertime, is the sport coat, the jeans, and the sneakers.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely.
No shirt.
Right. I like it that way.
It's just a tie. Chippendales look sometimes. Anyway, Buzz, listen.
What?
Here's the thing about the shirts.
Uh-huh.
That we've noticed.
Yes.
Over the last, since the weather got nicer.
Right.
We've noticed now, I don't know if you're trying to show off, you know.
I've been working out.
Your guns.
Right. Right.
You're wearing
right.
tight shirts lately.
So a little more so. Yeah.
We've noticed that your shirts have become a little tighter.
Uh-huh. I know you have.
And
I don't know, is today an example or is...
No, today's a day. No.
Today's not an example.
No. I think a couple of days ago was the day that Buzz had on a shirt that was tight. And I think the reason is that he's
got his guns. I've been working out.
He's got his guns going.
Trying to be conscious of that.
Yeah. He's doing that. One day, as a matter of fact, he had a golf shirt on.
Right.
And Jesus Christ, you had the sleeves virtually rolled up all the way to your armpits.
You're walking around with your arms like this.
Look at his face. He's just sitting there. What else?
I don't roll up the sleeves.
Jump on it, you know?
No, I don't roll up the sleeves on golf shirts. I think that was just it had tight sleeves.
But you like to wear your shirts a little on the snug side.
Now that I'm, you know, getting in shape, yeah, I don't mind that.
All right, well, then we've noticed that, and obviously now you've mentioned that you know that we've
yes,
done that.
Yes.
Well, how come you never said anything about it?
What, would you want an announcement? Gentlemen, I'm going to start wearing the really tight shirts.
Like, what was the bumper we had yesterday that was in relation to this?
Extra, something about extra large and a medium package, words to that effect. I heard that. I knew what that was. Of course I did.
Oh, get out of here, you nut.
Didn't just fall off the truck.
Christ, he's not. He's not like we thought. He knows.
Right. Well, I've successfully deflected my tan myths. That's good. Because I, unlike Buzz, have not been working out lately. Yes, I need to get back in the gym. The golden boy needs to get back in the gym and do my limited, easy exercise.
Now, routine. On the other hand...
You have been working out.
Look at this. Seriously.
You have begun.
Look at this. Come on now. For me, that's muscles.
That's good.
For me, that's
muscles. You look a little vascular up there, that's, on the right one.
These are muscles. This guy's coming over. He's working my ass off every friggin' day.
There you go. I got the guns going. Sure. I have the guns from the last time when I was working out. I've got guns. These I've got to tone up a little bit.
What, your breasts?
My breasts I have to tone up just a wee bit.
You can do that.
You know, what are we doing? We never should do this in public. Let me tell you that right now. We shouldn't show off our bodies.
We shouldn't do it.
Big, beautiful breasts.
We shouldn't do it in private, that's for sure.
Well, my guy, you know, I'm beginning to think of this whole workout. It's another plot like the Cal thing and the Dale Earnhardt thing, because I'm telling you something. I'm doing the work. I'm doing the baby step.
You're baby stepping, I know.
I mean, he's got me up at 6 o'clock in the friggin' morning, mm-hmm. and we've got these... Now, I don't use a Stairmaster, because we have steps that lead... From our deck down to the area
that would be harder than a Stairmaster. Yes, that would be anytime you do the real deal.
The patio.
Much more difficult.
Mm-hmm. So, like, today what he does, he puts a 35-pound weight, a dumbbell, in each one of my hands, and he says, okay, up and down 10 times.
Right.
Let's go up and down. And I've done this, like, 3 times, mm-hmm. and I am ready to freaking be Dick Cheney and have a heart attack.
Sure.
And
You're doing a weight workout and an aerobic workout at the same time.
I'm done with this, and it's an hour. He pushes me, and I'm drenched with sweat, and I look in the mirror, and it's like, where's the results?
And you've been doing this showing. For a long time.
Yeah, it's showing.
For a while. Yeah.
It's slow, but it's showing. I mean, your biceps for sure have gotten bigger, and your stomach's gotten smaller. It's, you know, I've noticed.
Thank you, Bob.
Certainly. Thank you, Bob. I've noticed. Sorry about that thing with a tight shirt. Don't worry about it. Sorry. Take it as a compliment.
I just want to say this, that I think... And perhaps in another world, they'll have a way to speed this goddamn thing up.
Well, you know what? I am a big believer that you can work real hard. You can not eat. You know, you can stay on a program.
I'm on that plan, too.
There are individuals who could go out, a la Daryl Nichols, eat 16 steak and cheese subs, never exercise a day, and their waist is going to be 29 inches because they're genetically predisposed. Now, can you get thin and skinny if you're predisposed to be kind of heavy? Sure you can, but it just requires a lot more weight.
And it's hard to keep it off.
Yeah, we can hate it.
Right. Speaking of which, let's kill Daryl Nichols just based on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Let's get him.
Get him. Get him, boys. I went off my diet today. I had 2 Auntie Annie's pretzels today.
With butter?
I had the cinnamon sugar.
They're good. They're very good.
Wouldn't those be, if you're going to Auntie Annie's, wouldn't those be the most fattening pretzels you could eat?
Yeah, because they use butter to make the
stick.
High in carbs.
Yeah. Funny how you know that.
Well, I've visited.
I'm surprised you didn't know that, Rob.
And, you know, I said that to my wife last night, she didn't get it.
No. I'm saying that all the time now from Tommy.
I think it's so funny. I'm surprised you didn't know that.
The gayest exercise that I've ever done is the exercise he had me doing this morning.
Right.
We get done with every day, we do the push-ups, all the weight stuff, and then he says, now, I'm on my back, mm-hmm. laying on the floor.
He lays on you?
No. What he does is, he puts his feet by my head, so I'm looking up at his crotch, okay? And he says, now, reach behind with your hands
and grab onto my ankles. So,
all right, he's standing over you. You're lying down on your back.
Yes.
And he says, grab his ankles.
Grab his ankles. And then what I do
then
is...
he squats, right?
Well, you were there. And I said, how am I getting any aerobic out of this?
And he said, just shut up and listen.
No, what I do then is then the exercise is to swing my legs all the way up into the air.
Well, those are gut pullers.
And it's gay as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like it's the biggest homo thing that I've ever done in my life.
You know, there are all sorts of different ways they can torture you.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry until he says you should grab your ankles. Then you should worry.
Gotcha, Buzz. Yeah. But you know what I'm really pissed at? And this I mean seriously. I mean, all this other stuff has been kidding. The working out and the cow thing. I swear to God I am mad about. I am mad at Tiger Woods' dad.
What did he do? What did
that
he do?
That son of a bitch.
What did he do?
Earl Woods. I'm going to call him out by name.
What did Earl do now?
Well, I spoke to a representative from Earl Woods, who, of course, is in charge of the Tiger Woods Foundation.
Oh, right.
Of which, nearly a month ago, I made a rather sizable 4-figure donation to get Tiger Woods to sign a stupid picture, a poster thing for Mike's birthday. Mm-hmm. And as it turns out, every time I call this foundation, they always say something like Tiger is fishing in Alaska or Tiger is upset that he's not playing golf well. And my point is, I've already given the money to the goddamn thing. Mm-hmm. So I call today and I say, I want to speak to Mr. Earl Woods.
Right.
And, of course, you know, Tiger's dad is not available. But I speak to Tiger Woods' dad's secretary today.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, hi, listen, I'm me, and I've, you know, got this birthday gift for my friend. His birthday was 3 weeks ago, and I see that I've got the check is cleared. You know, you had no problem cashing my check. When am I going to get this? And after being put on hold, what I get basically is that, Tiger's very busy. And a lot of people pay a lot more money than I paid for Tiger Woods to do stuff, and that I should just be patient.
Ouch.
And I should be happy. This is the quote. I should be happy that they decided to accept my donation. To have Tiger Woods,
so he's going to do it.
Sign this for you, yes. But I understand. I'm pissed that your birthday,
right,
was we're coming up on the 3 week anniversary of your birthday.
If it doesn't work out, just give me a sleeve of golf balls.
No. Come on, listen. I mean, everything else, I swear to God, is kidding about. This I'm serious about.
Yeah.
I mean, this pisses me off.
Well, I would be. I don't understand it. I
spoke to the secretary for Earl Woods today. And I said, hold on, let me show you something here. At point of reference, I said, you know, from my way of thinking, it'll take the world's greatest golfer approximately 5 seconds to get out his gold Sharpie and write to the greatest golfer in the world, Mike O'Meara,
right,
Tiger Woods. And I've paid what I think is an exorbitant amount of money for this because you're worth it.
Right.
You know, you're my best bud, and it's your birthday. Well, you know, Ted Williams, who is another one of Mike's heroes, I got news for you. Ted Williams, check your watches. He might be dead already.
That's a valuable item there if you get some sign from him.
Ted Williams could be dead any moment. Well, I got right here, some guy sent me a catalog because I got on a mailing list now since I signed up for this Tiger Woods thing.
Right.
I could get you a bat signed by Ted Williams from 1950-something in mint condition.
Right.
For just $100 more than I've already paid to Tiger Woods to have him sign this poster for you that he's not signed.
Well, you know, I don't understand how they do that.
I don't either.
It's too bad. I know you wanted to get that, and you wanted to get it actually before June 22nd.
Yeah, which was your birthday. And frankly, I think part of this has to do with the fact that Tiger's not winning golf tournaments.
Probably a lot has to do with that. You know, he gets all the distractions out of the way, and, you know, it's not going to probably happen anytime soon because he had the British Open coming up where he's got to defend.
And the thing is that I think that they probably, and I don't want to say, I don't know this. I don't know if they have like a Rob A. who works for Tiger Woods.
Yeah, they should.
Who signs the stuff. But part of the deal was that there would be an actual picture, a little insert in the corner of this.
Of him signing it?
Of him signing it. And it had to be a picture that was so clear that you could actually see it was Tiger Woods writing.
Mm-hmm.
to Mike O'Mara, the world's greatest golfer.
I've never heard of that before. That's amazing.
That is something that they offer.
That's neat.
That's something they offer.
But, well, are they being nice to you?
They are being, it's like they're doing me a favor.
Oh, okay.
That's the feeling that I'm getting from them. Like, well, did you?
But you obviously gave the donation, and it might have been the cutoff point with the donation. But you know, it was said you make that donation and you get
and
this,
and you get this.
You know, it's irrelevant if other people have donated more. It really is.
And I frankly think it's because, you know, I'm sorry he's not the world's greatest golfer. He's lost a couple of golf tournaments in a row.
Yeah, he's still the greatest golfer in the world. He's just having a rough spot.
And then I imagine, all I can do is go with what I think here, but I think probably they come to him after these tournaments and they say, hey, listen, you got a stack of stuff you got to sign here for these people who have made these donations. And he says, F that, I just lost this tournament by 20
I wouldn't
strokes.
Be surprised. I mean, that's probably the way. He's very focused. Very
but it,
focused.
It's frustrating. I mean, everything else I was kidding about, but that pisses me off.
I don't blame you.
Especially when I get this, now that I'm on the mailing list, now that I'm on the sports memorabilia schmuck mailing list,
right.
And I'm reading here, Jesus Christ, the stuff I could have bought for you, you can get something autographed by Joe D. and Ted Williams.
Right.
For only $500.
That's cool.
Wow. And Joe D. is dead, right?
Yes. Joe DiMaggio, no longer with us.
Joe D., right.
Joe D.
Let me see. You get all this crap, Hank Aaron, the all-star bat from Milwaukee, his last year. Mm. Shows no use, but definitely from the game.
That's a cool thing. Is that a catalog?
Yeah, well, it's an auction house here, and you can they have a high bid, and you can call them up and say I want it, and you can get it for that price.
Very cool.
If you're willing to pay the highest amount of money. Jesus Christ! You realize for the same amount of money, I'm waiting for this poster of.
Hey, but at least it went to a good cause.
Of Tiger Woods.
That's the thing that counts.
For the same amount of money, I could have gotten you Tommy John's entire 1983 California Angels uniform.
Entire?
Including the jersey, the pants.
I wouldn't have wanted that, though.
The jersey? The pants.
Still soiled.
The hat.
Still smells of sweat.
The glove and the shoes.
Tommy John, he was really a hell of a pitcher when he was with the Angels.
There you go. So that's who I'm mad at today is Mr. Earl Woods.
Well, or is that the Dodgers uniform? He's a Dodgers pitcher,
no,
isn't he? Angels, California Angels?
He might have been with more. It says 1983, California Angels.
Maybe he was with the Angels in 83. Well, if you couldn't get through to Earl, ask for Evelyn.
Evelyn Wood. Oh, I got you, Buzz.
That's right, Evelyn Woods. She's real speedy.
Mm-hmm. And I figure today when I call down to this organization, this charitable organization, that I'm going to cut through because right away I say, Don Geronimo calling for Earl Woods.
There you go.
And they go, hold, please. And immediately I get put through to, the Rob Spiewak of the Tiger Woods empire.
Well, there's one tournament this week. I don't think he's playing in this one?
He's in Britain.
Oh, he's getting ready. So he's got a week. I mean, he's tuning up.
I know he is. I know. Just pisses me off, that's all. Okay. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out. I'm spent.
I'm spent.
I've given you everything I got today.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. Hello, this has like been a half hour. Just right off the top of my head. Boom, 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 boom. Hello.
Radio guys.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, first of all, since you guys were talking about golf, you know, you're saying the Fixel's in with Skirt Ripken.
Yes.
It was probably a golf ball. Those things go about 600 feet, man.
I don't doubt that. All right, thanks.
Brilliant. Speaking of Ripken, how about Ripken? Mark Ripken. You read that about Mark Ripken maybe coming to the Skins?
Well, no, that was a scoop that was heard on this show months ago.
I'm very, very excited about that happening. I hope that does pan out for him. I don't like those stories where it's his agent talking, you know.
Right.
That always concerns me.
Never trust those dudes. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Just thought while you're in your sports theme here, you want to get the scoop to put out over Mike's favorite hockey team. Jaromir Jagr in a Capitals uniform.
Where did you hear that?
Washington Capitals. I'm looking at CBS Sportsline right now.
What's it say? Share it, because, I mean, this is, normally I know we don't talk about hockey, but that would be a big story.
Right. Breaking news. Washington Capitals website reporting. Jagr has been traded from Pittsburgh Penguins to the Washington Capitals.
That's huge.
Really?
That is about as big a star as the Washington Capitals could get.
Buzz, can you go there and confirm that?
That is huge for Washington hockey fans, I swear to God. That is
absolutely a huge hockey story in this town.
What is he? Well, you know, the thing is, the hockey guys, where's the Americans?
Yeah.
They're nowhere. It's hockey. It's Canadians and Europeans.
We like warm weather too much.
I mean, if they really pulled that off, you know, I do truly love Ted Leonsis. He's the owner of the team here in Washington. And if...
Oh, yeah, he works out a lot.
If he did that.
you could pity talk him all night long.
If he did this, I'd love him more. I hope that's true, sir.
Well, hey, can you turn on
the... Is it Buzz is nodding his head? What's it say, Buzz?
It is on the CBS Sportsline website, and I can't pronounce most of these names, but it says Jaeger. It confirms...
Jaeger.
Jaeger. See, there you go.
Jaromir Jaeger. He's the best player in the NHL. One of the best players.
Is he having to do with that Jagermeister?
Yeah, well, I'm sure he said
that'd be great.
Jagermeister. Two produced up urine after the game.
What does it say, Buzz?
Says he wanted out of Pittsburgh because the Pens wouldn't extend his 2-year, $20.7 million contract, which is nearly a third of the Penguins' payroll.
So, what is it?
They confirm what the caller said.
Who did the Capitals trade?
And these are the names I can't. Frantisek Kuchera.
Thank you.
Frantisek Kuchera is one of the names. Chris Beach.
Minor leaguer. I mean,
Michael Civic.
Okay.
Ross Lupichuk.
These are all guys that I don't know.
Yeah. Never heard of
them. There you go.
Great. That's huge.
That's big?
So you're back on the bandwagon? That's me going back down to about 20 games next year, if that's true.
Wow.
That's a franchise making a commitment to going further. That is absolute. You know how much money? 2-year, $20 million. In the NHL, that is unbelievable money.
All right. Man, I hope it's true. I hope it's true.
And, you know, the team that beats the Capitals every year are the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Penguins, right, I know. I'm sorry, I can't get into that.
I know you're not into hockey, but, I mean, for hockey fans right now, most hockey fans now are fully turgid with that news. And you can't even be a casual fan, which I've been the last couple of years.
And Ted Leonsis, if he's got a boner, he can't even see it. I mean, someone's got to sit his office and have Michael Jordan bring him a hand mirror.
This will be a big, big sports story in Washington. This is huge.
Okay.
All right. You know, I like him, though. I do. I do like Ted. Ted's always there in his owner's box, you know, always like shaking hands with people. Stands out on the concourse, shakes hands with people at the MCI Center. Way to go, Ted!
Let me mention to you a name, Dan Schneider, who also went out and bought a lot of, thank you, Rob, very expensive players. That didn't work out too good for him.
Hello. Thank you for putting such a nice spin on it.
Don and Mike show. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go out of limb.
Thank you for once again urinating all over my joy.
I'm positive. Since the Capitals have traded for Jagr, he'll probably break his leg in the first week of the season.
Yeah.
That's just the way it works around here.
Yeah. Well, it hasn't been a very good year for Washington sports.
Hello.
Don, I donated 4 figures also to that Tiger Woods Foundation, and I'm having the same problems. But I actually got through to... Earl Woods, and this is exactly what he told me.
Oh, come on, you did not.
I told him earlier, and don't you get offended, ladies and gentlemen. If I find or hear the individual that has said that about me, I'm going to break your goddamn neck, you son of a bitch.
Get out of here. You're not a serious caller. We will be right back, hockey fan.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
How much for the little girl? The women. How much for the women?
What?
Your women. I want to buy your women, the little girl, your daughters. Sell them to me. Sell me your children.
Mayor D. Mayor D.
You. How much for your wife?
Smells like dog food. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, listen, we got more girls signing up for the nipple contest now.
Oh, boy.
Next Monday is National Nipple Day. We're having our nipple contest. Longest nipples. We're going to pay $1,000 an inch.
Right.
I was just talking to one of the women who works here back at the phone screening room. She said she had a friend who should enter the contest.
Really?
And I said, absolutely. And then she was saying, oh, she's got to do it so long. And I said, well, how do you know? And she said, well, she breastfeeds. That she recently had a baby and that she's noticed. I said, well, how close are you with this woman? I mean, I got to think,
right.
For the most part, breastfeeding, even if, you know, one lady's doing it in front of another lady, it's
I think certain women do it in a way that's, you know, kind of intimate, where they're very discreet about it. And other women, like, you know, here it is.
Come get it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sign that girl up for the contest. $1,000 an inch for the girls' nips, and $10 an inch for the guys.
Fair.
Our phone lines are open, of course, at 877-365-3636. Now, Rob, you got the soap opera music?
Yeah.
Great. All right. Super Joe Ardinger's telling me we have a real sob story on the phone.
Okay.
That we can either try to help with, because it's like the DJ thing to do, or we could do what a lot of our audience probably would like us to do, just tell the guy no way.
All right.
But it involves, I don't know. Where is the guy? Line 5? Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Chris.
All right, now, Chris, you're calling to beg for something, right?
No, actually, I'm not calling to beg. I just called just to ask because I know how close you are to your son.
All right, now tell us your story.
I'm on my way back from New York, coming down 95, and I was given information yesterday that my father has a week to live. He had colon cancer, bone cancer, and he doesn't reproduce red blood cells very well. He's anemic. And they've given him about a week to 7 days to live. I've been on the phone, driving down the road, getting in touch with U.S. Airlines. They have a bereavement there for families in family situations like this. And I was just wondering if the station, if you or me as an avid listener, could be a way to help me pay for my bereavement fare.
But you don't have the money for the fare?
I have enough probably to get myself down, but my son's 10, and he liked to go see his pop.
So you don't have enough for the two tickets?
No, I don't.
Well, how much is it? Now, don't the airlines have some special...
They do. That's pretty strong.
How much is it?
It's $438 if I leave tomorrow afternoon.
$438 to New York?
Yeah, the bereavement
no,
fare.
No,
from New York
Florida.
Down to Florida.
Oh, down to Florida.
The bereavement fare
doesn't figure out to be a very good deal, because what they do is I think they give you like 80% off the most expensive fare. So a lot of them
sucks. So they're killing you.
Yeah,
they shouldn't get the credit that they get when you hear them, because I've certainly heard about the bereavement fare.
Yeah, but I think also, you know, people would abuse it, because I don't know that they can check on it, but it's really not the great deal.
Well, let me ask you that. I mean,
what they asked for was the doctor's name, the phone number, and the name of the hospital. And he's being sent home today with hospice because he doesn't want to die in the hospital. He'd rather be with his wife at his
home. Well, we're sorry. That's a terrible situation. And that's what
I understand. I didn't call the bag. I just maybe...
They asked you for the airline asked you for the doctor and the doctor's name and all that and the phone number?
That's correct. They asked me if I could get that information.
I believe that we would require that information also.
That wouldn't be a problem.
Not that we don't trust you, but...
it's an honest call. I figured I'd give you a shout. I was listening to the other station out of New York that you're on. I said, I'm out of range, but I'll call anyway.
So you're driving down from New York?
Yeah, I just turned off. I'm getting ready to get on Key Bridge, and I pulled off on the side of the road.
What, do you have business up there?
Yes, sir.
Well, how is it that... Well, what kind of business are you in?
In the bakery supply company.
Bakery supply company. And you can't come up with $400?
Well, I could come up with enough probably for me, but without putting something on a credit card that I just got done paying off, trying not to.
So you're talking about you've got enough for yours, but it's the extra one that you need the money for.
That's correct.
The extra, you need what, $500?
$438 and change.
$438.
Okay, hold on. Give us a moment to think about it, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You have to be a little wary when that happens.
I mean, of course.
Hold on to
the hard ass.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Hello, Don and my show.
Hey, Don, I just got an email today saying that Southwest Airlines is offering flights from most of the East Coast cities down to Florida for $50 round trip.
Yeah, but I think the deal with that is that you've got to, like, plan it a month in advance, and you've got to plan to go, like, Saturday to Saturday.
Yeah, airline ads, you know, don't be deceived. Airline ads are very much like car ads in the newspaper, you know, when they say they've got this special rate on a car. There are lots of things that are involved in that.
Well, listen, thanks for the call.
Sorry.
That's all right. Frankly, the thing is, I certainly don't mind helping out this guy, but it's like you open up a can of worms. You know, mm-hmm. then we become the freaking Jack Diamond show.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, we're also against that that old thing, hey, we do it for you, we'll have to do it for everybody. That's the rule. We do it for this guy, we don't have to do it for
no,
everybody.
No, all right. If we do it for this guy. Now, listen, no one else.
We'll check it, though. No. We'll check our facts. We're not going to get the, you know, because I know there are people. I'll be honest. I myself.
Nobody else with a dead parent call us up now and ask us for anything. Okay? Because this would, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we're not doing
it down to see his grandfather. That's
guess so.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. I was just calling to suggest that guy, you know, use cheapseats.com or Priceline or something.
Well, you know, and again, I'll tell you that even on Priceline, and we've tried to do that to get flights and stuff, you can't always get exactly what you need. I mean, I think if the guy's on the level.
It sounds like a normal fare to Florida on the day before you're going to go down there.
If everybody if everybody listening right now promises to keep this a secret.
Right.
And not tell anybody that we're doing something nice for someone.
Yeah, because it really is not good for our image when we
if
do
if everybody
this.
Promises to immediately erase this from your memory.
Yeah. And we will, and for those of you that are saying, hey, he's scamming you, we will check it out thoroughly. Right. We will check it out, but, you know, time is obviously of the essence. If
hello.
This is the truth.
I'm here.
All right, I guess. What was it, $400 round trip?
It's 438 and change.
438 and change, and just one ticket is what, one round trip ticket is what you need?
That for my son, that would be fantastic.
Okay, all right, we'll do it.
But well, then
we're going to check you out.
Not the bunch of ball. We won't do this on the radio. But
we're going to do the thorough. We will do a thorough check. You know, and if you're doing anything on the sly here, you know, the gates of hell will open.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
thank you very much.
How long have you listened to the show?
Every chance I get, when I'm not in New York, I can't miss you guys.
No, I mean, how long, though? What's the period of time that you've been
about
listening?
2.5 years.
2.5 years. So we're roughly paying you $100 a year to listen.
All right.
I think if we do this for you, we have to, what's the commitment we're going to get back from you as far as you listening to the show?
Life?
Most definitely. I mean, actually, it's been longer, 2.5, because I used to work out in Silver Spring, and that's when I caught on, because I had a 2-hour drive home in that traffic.
Uh-huh. And you obviously, if this is a true situation, our sympathies. You know, that's tough.
Yeah. All right.
It's a tough deal.
Yes, we will help you out.
Thank you.
But
very
everybody,
much.
Please promise.
Very appreciate it.
Keep this quiet.
This never happened.
Really, keep this quiet.
Right.
This is bad for our image.
Well,
hold on.
I know how close you are to your son, and Mike has his daughter. So,
we are going to get a lot of information from you.
Please
understand.
Yeah, we have to do that. You understand?
That's fine.
You wouldn't mind if we just called your dad direct, would we?
Oh God, no.
I mean, just to say, you know, hi, listen, we understand. You know,
you could probably call my mom.
The countdown is on.
No, I don't think that's necessary.
All right, hold on a second. We'd be glad to help.
Thank you very much.
Hold on just a moment, please. Hold on a second, please. What are you pointing at me for?
You crack me up.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Don and Mike show. But listen, that's it as far as nice stuff goes.
That's it.
Yeah, and
really?
I
hesitate to say what I'm thinking because I don't... if it's true, I I've been there and I know what he's going through, so it's very, very difficult. But I've just got that tiny little bud going up there, and I just want to check him out, make sure he's
he's
legit. And
if he's scammed, some guy just wants to go down to Fort Lauderdale to look at some booty shorts or something.
That's beneath low if he's pulling that crap.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, the guy said he had a credit card he just paid off that he could buy the tickets for. I think he's just being cheap. We all got debt.
Yeah, now listen, I had that thought, too.
But I'm knee-deep in credit card debt. I've never called you for a penny.
Is your father dying?
No, he's already gone.
No? All right, then. Thank you. But you should have called us when he was dying. Maybe we would have helped you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, the guy was about to say that he had paid off a credit card, and he didn't want to charge it back up. I mean, come on, if he's got credit card space, then just do that.
All right, now here's our audience coming out.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
hey, no, I'm with you.
Con, I hate to be a hard ass, but is he gainfully employed and all that?
Yeah, he said he runs a bakery or something.
You're being too nice today, man.
But we already said we'd do it.
Well, no, we can go back on that.
Oh, check it out, Don, please.
All right. We'll check him out 100%.
Hold on. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
We got Tiger Woods here in Vegas working out all the time. And when he comes back from wherever he's playing now,
yeah,
Ask him to sign the goddamn thing for Mike that I already paid for.
I will chase. I know what golf course he works out at. I have a friend whose son.
Chase him and scream his name as loudly as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Run after him with your arm. Take your shirt off.
He loves that.
With this guy, it's already in my living room.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, I think y'all did a good thing for that guy, man. That was pretty nice, you guys.
Well, let's keep that down to a dull roar, okay?
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Did you see the celebrity golf thing? They had Elaine's boss on there. He said he was a +4 handicap. That guy was +20.
Isn't that the guy we had here in the studio?
The guy Peterman. We had him on the show.
Yeah, you know, he's legit. He plays all the time. That's like all the guy does.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
And Theismann was also like in the top 10.
Of course he was.
You know, when I saw Theismann a while back, I said, I said, how you doing? He said, I'm going out to Tahoe for this golf tournament. Then I have to play Steve Barkowski's tournament. And, you know, this is a typical Theismann comment. And I said, hey, man, must be great being you. And he goes, Mike, when I come back, I'll tell you, I want to come back as me. It's like, okay,
that's Joe Theismann.
You call me the golden boy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, when is Charlie Starsville coming back?
Today. I think he'll be by momentarily.
Oh, that's good, because I have a fresh pick of Rotten Tomatoes.
You have a what?
A fresh pick of Rotten Tomatoes. I'll come by.
You have a fresh what of tomatoes?
Pick.
Peck?
Pick is what he's trying.
A fresh pick?
A fresh pick.
Yeah, I think Brock got it.
Now, I know you understood that, but I've never heard that vernacular before. We're talking about
a fresh pick? You have a sack of tomatoes or what?
A bushel?
Yeah, how do you, don't you pick the tomatoes?
Yes, but you don't say you have a fresh pick of tomatoes.
And why do you care if Charlie Stossel's coming on the air and you have a bunch of tomatoes?
I just hope you do another stint with him.
He's a Charlie. Are you a Charlie Stossel hater?
No, I feel bad, actually, because after I gave him a hard time recently, then you picked up and then you did a whole stand on him and then...
Okay, good. All right, well, then it's love hate.
All right, thank you, my friend.
It's a love-hate relationship.
Right, got you.
Charlie Stossel.
I love you, Charlie.
He's going to be excited about this Yarmer Yager thing.
He is
he's the biggest hockey fan.
Loves hockey. Elizabeth, before you hang up, can I see your papers?
You
fresh people. Are you in this country legally?
What if I'm not? Can I be your favorite illegal alien?
Yes, absolutely you can. But are you in this country legally or not?
Well, you can debate that.
All right, hold on. I believe Mike would
Why don't you debate this?
Mike would like to weigh in on this issue. Mike, how do you feel about this?
It was Rotten Tomatoes.
There you go.
There you go.
You can hear him.
I hope you enjoyed my fresh peek.
All right, guys.
That was a south of the border treat for you.
Have a good show.
Thank you, my friend. For God's sake. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, hello.
For crying in the alley.
Hello.
Did you listen to G. Gore Levy this afternoon?
Yeah, why?
Did you hear towards the end of the show where he was complaining about the echo effect on his voice?
He can bitch all he wants about it. The reverb is on WJFK, and there's nothing he can do about it.
He might come after you with a gun.
I'm not concerned. I'm friends with you. He'll cool down. He'll chill out.
He said, for management, if he didn't mention you by name.
Pardon me?
If he didn't mention you by name.
I think he's going over my head with it. G. Gordon Liddy was upset on his show today because we've added a slight touch of reverb to WJFK-FM, the station I'm the program director of. And I think I came in and talked about it with G during a commercial break, and I think he's frankly going over my head on this. He's going to call the manager to see what he can do about it.
Well, you know, I mean, that's you're in management now, and that's the stuff you're going to deal
with. Fine, but the reverb's staying on. The reverb's good for the radio station. We're running it. Thank you, my friend. Listen, you know, I'll say this about G. He's like me. He's got 4 hours a day to fill, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's saying to me in the halls today, are you pissed about G. Gordon? They said, no, I went in and talked to him about it.
Right.
I got no problem. I looked him in the eye and said, G, I put the reverb on the radio station.
You're wearing a couple of hats right now. That's the way it goes.
If he wants to, call and complain about it, well, you know, listen, he's got 4 hours to fill a day, just like we do.
Amen.
There was another great moment on the Liddy Show. I gave you a tape there. A fellow called in about when his dog got hit by a car today, and I thought you might enjoy hearing
this. Is from G. Gordon Liddy Show?
The Liddy Program today.
Okay, all right.
And it hit him so hard, it knocked a feces out of him.
Okay. That was the highlight from G. Gordon Liddy's today.
If I produced the show, that's what I'd make the promo.
And it hit him so hard, it knocked the feces out of him.
Hey,
wow, that's a hard hit.
Singular.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Gentlemen.
Hi.
Hi, Alex in Rockville.
Hi, Alex. What do you want?
Regarding the guy with the tickets, you know, it's really pathetic. If your father is dying, you can't spend $400 on your credit card. You know, I would pay thousands of dollars if this was the last chance I had to see him.
Is your father still alive?
Yes, I think that he is.
Well, all right.
I certainly hope everything goes your way if that situation ever happens to you.
You know what? I frankly, I've had the same thought also. But
I've had the same thought, but, you know, you got to walk a mile in his shoes. You don't know what the guy's dealing with.
What the hell? I don't know. $400, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, really, who knows what his debt situation is?
Mm-hmm.
Who, you know, it might be a situation where he can't afford the $400.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oops. All right, last call. We got a break. Is Tim ready to sing?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Great. Don't ask for anything. We're not giving.
How are you doing?
I wanted to know if you could buy me a tombstone.
Please, listen.
And it hit him so hard, it knocked the feces out of him.
All right, get out of here. We're not doing nothing nice for nobody ever again, okay?
That's what you said the last time we did something nice.
I know, but how long ago was that? You can't even remember.
Yeah.
The last time we did something nice for someone, it was so long ago.
Yes,
come
I
on,
can.
Really, seriously. When's the last time we did something nice for someone on this show?
We got Magic Christian a job.
Okay.
Wow. All right.
That's the nicest we've done.
And it went to total S.
That's the nicest.
Turned out to be, you know, we did it. It was so nice it knocked a feces out of him.
Yeah.
I will not ask for a plane ticket when my father dies.
Thank you, my friend.
You might think that was nice, but it wasn't being nice to the PD at KCJJ.
And it hit him so hard, it knocked a feces out of him.
Yeah, that was the
right
PD.
All right, time out. We got a break. Tim McWilliams makes his joyful return to the show. The Singing Salesman.
Yay.
When we come right back.
Number one, Arbitron Rated, The Don and Mike Show.
What do you say we cut the chit-chat? A-hole!
Your source for hot gay action, The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, we'll be in New York tomorrow. That means fun with Peter Johnson.
Peter Johnson, I'm sure he's looking forward to our arrival.
Making a return to the show, and I don't want to tip the hand here, but I'm thinking that Pete might be the guy to break the ice for us with TV's Leah Remini.
That'd be a wonderful idea. Have Peter call us. Call her.
Frankly, we are dead to her now.
Yeah, it's funny how we think the same. My mind is drifting towards Leah Remini this very morning, looking at some of the TV ratings, and I was thinking about that, and it still disturbs me that she has basically said that we are dead to her.
Yeah, she dumped us, and we've said the same. Yeah. Although I don't think I believe we left a little wiggle room on that.
Well, we have to, being where we are on the showbiz ladder.
That's right, we're the lowest rung of the showbiz ladder.
One step above circus class.
Tomorrow, it'll be a good bit to let Pete call and try to speak on our behalf to TV's Leah Remini.
It's a terrific idea.
From the King of Queens. Joining us now, though, let's welcome the Singing Salesman. And, you know, we went back through the prior show logs and we checked. It has been nearly 18 months since he's come on the show to sing.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tim McWilliams from our sales staff.
Hey, Big Mike. What
Tim
do you
McWilliams
say?
Wearing a Goss's Garage golf shirt. Very nice.
And look at that hat. And that's the hat I want. An Arturo Fuente.
Yeah, well, you know what, Don?
Baseball cap.
It's kind of like this. You ain't getting it, and you ain't going to get it, and there's no sense in even asking for it.
Wow.
Because you know what? Arturo Fuente, now that is my cigar bar of choice.
Yes.
That is all I smoke is Fuente cigars.
And they smell good, too.
And I'm out there pitching automotive, so I dressed appropriately.
All right, now Tim yesterday came into the office. Mike, you mentioned this, that rather blue. Tim just stuck his head in.
Yeah, and then asked to sing. It was very amusing.
We had a couple of business. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a couple things to discuss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Tim and I got the business stuff out of the way, and then he came back and he asked if he could sing.
Donnie, I'm thinking I might want to sing tomorrow.
You know, I'm in a good mood, and I like to share it.
And, we've already commented on the show, Rob.
I'm sorry, about the
launch. Tim, once again, can we just clarify your position on the earlier sales controversy today of the cleavage of one Stacey Bridges? You know, you were cut off. I think your cell phone died earlier in the broadcast.
I'm curious. I actually, I haven't seen Stacey today, but I will tell you, she's entertaining. You had her pegged correctly. She is very entertaining. As a matter of fact, there was one certain sales meeting I guess it was about 3 or 4 months ago, where she had a chest cold, and she literally sneezed, and it was extremely entertaining.
Oh, really?
I don't remember who was holding the sales conference at that point.
Oh, really?
And she has
so
without,
she sneezed and kind of busted out all over. The left one, huh? Right. All right, very
without
good.
A doubt. So you saw her left jug.
Well, it wasn't just me. I mean, it wasn't even looking. It was kind of like, what are we else? What else do we have to talk about?
And how do you weigh in on the topic?
With inventory.
How do you weigh in on the topic of Stacey's dresses that she wears here to work?
I got to stay out of that, Don. You know, I just got to stay out. I'm not.
No,
mad
no
at,
as
I'm
a
just,
man, as a man who
Stacey's
works here,
a beautiful woman.
He's a conservative man, though. Tim McWilliams, very conservative.
Well endowed, and you know, I understand that there's some company dress policies of which I've been asked to honor. And today, as a matter of fact, I went out on an automotive pitch, and I'm kind of out of dress myself, so I can't exactly be throwing darts, Don, is what I'm trying to say here.
I remember Tim is the guy. They actually pulled Tim in, and they said, you know, really, it looks like you're buying your clothes, you know, from Sears and Roebuck.
Yeah, spruce it up a little bit.
No offense to Sears and Roebuck.
And Tim, you know, with his construction background and all that, you know, Tim had to segue, and I think he did so magnificently.
Well, the hardest part was trying to match up the belts and the shoes. I had no idea that was important. You know, you had a belt on, and you had shoes on. What else is there?
But now that you know, they never came to you. They never came to you and said, "Look at the bulge in your trousers." Please wear a larger pant.
No,
so that we don't see your genitals as much.
Well, we should tell the truth though. Management has come to both you and me and said that.
Yes. Yeah.
Please wear something a little more blousy, so as not to show off your enormous manhood,
your giant genitals.
Right.
As a matter of fact, it's at the point now where you have to wear a suit and tie, of course, and I told them, well, I have a lot of success in automotive and just dressing with a golf shirt. As a matter of fact, I was out pitching my client right there. That's
Farish
Automotive of Manassas, folks. Uh-huh. If you need a Volkswagen or a Hyundai, you're out of your mind if you don't get down to Farish Automotive in Manassas.
So when you go to a car dealer to sell a car dealer commercials for this show or this station.
Not just any car dealer, Don. This is Farish Automotive. Hey, shut up. Did I mention that?
So when you go down there to do this, you think that the approach of putting on a golf shirt.
Absolutely.
That works better.
I'm one of the team.
With a car dealer.
Right.
For you younger salespeople that come on a radio show, this is a primer.
And Tim, let me ask you something as long as you're here about all these other salespeople we have. All the new ones back there.
There's a lot of them.
The legions of Regis Philbins we have back there. Huh. It's like someone has cloned Regis Philbin on his worst day. We've got to have back there 15 middle-aged guys with poor posture.
Well, let me ask you this, Donnie. What's middle-aged to you?
All right, middle-aged would be older than me.
And you are?
42.
And what do you have to say about these people?
Okay, what I have to say about these people is generally the crop of new salespeople that we see coming in are not the bright-eyed, young, wide-eyed urbanites.
To put it as nicely as possible, these are established radio veterans.
Well, he might also be talking about the one standing in front of you.
No.
In that age.
No. I'm not including you.
Talking
about the other old guy.
I believe
the comments were made about Tim when he first joined the sales staff. We said, who's that old guy?
Was it just because that one time when I walked one day in with gray hair and the next day was with brown?
Yes.
Was that? Did that have something to do with it?
Yeah.
Well,
that was the beginning. That was the first you.
Many incarnations of Tim. He's dyed his hair. He's had his hair in the congressman condom rooster cut for a while.
Tim has had more looks.
Oh, and don't forget his Unabomber beard.
Yeah, I have the Unabomber beard.
That's a good look. I like that. I got a lot with that.
He had the slick back hair for a while there.
I'm
trying to
hold on to that youth, boys. I'm trying to hold on to that youth.
And don't forget the outfit he wore. I think to the most recent Christmas party with the skull cap and the leather jacket.
Yeah, Tim's a great one.
Roz loved that.
Mm-hmm. We're now going to let Tim sing, and you sing when you're happy, so obviously
I'm having a great month, great year, and I'm happy, Don, yes.
Very happy, and what's the artist you'll be singing today?
Well, I thought let's go into the country realm and pick up Travis Tritt.
Now, you have heard Tim before sing Cat Scratch Fever by Ted Nugent.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak.
Thin Lizzy. He's also sang The Temptations.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Sung The Four Tops.
Mm-hmm.
And today we're going to hear... and Bob Marley, he went through his reggae phase.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
So today, let's join the country superstar, Travis Tritt. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim McWilliams.
Brought to you by the Farish Automotive Group.
You're giving him a free plug.
Yeah, why not?
All right, here we go, boys.
Okay, here's Tim McLean.
I'm a full-grown man.
God.
That's plain to see. Nowhere near as full grown as I'd like to be.
Hey, you gotta see him dance. That was made it work.
I'm having fun. I have a few. Till I'm 10 feet tall and bulletproof. I'd hit the dance floor each time I had the chance. You know what I mean, Mikey?
Yeah, of course, Tim.
That is if these two left feet knew how to dance.
You're listening to Tim McLean.
That's the only time. Well, I'm kicking up my shoes.
I get the choreography, ladies and gentlemen.
When I'm a 10 feet tall and bulletproof. Here we go with that chorus again, Mikey. Well, I start to feel like Superman. Then I pick a fight down, down, only to find that my opponent holding kryptonite. Oh! You think I learned my lesson? Well, I'm still paying dues. Each time I drink,
yeah,
I start to think I'm a 10 feet tall and a bulletproof. All right, boys, take it at one time. Here we go. You like that harmonica?
Oh, I do. I love it.
I do.
You're really, you're slaying the dragon.
That's it. Here we go. We're going to go through those strings now, Rob. Hang on, boy.
Okay.
That breeze you feel are the listeners running away right now.
You're hearing the sound of 6 million radios being turned off at once.
My woman left me. She called me a clown. Yes,
you
did.
You've requested him back on the show, folks.
Consensus in this town.
Don't blame us. Tim and Charlie Stossel both are back today.
It's coming. Drink. Oh, yeah. It's cold and bulletproof. Here we go. I start to feel like Superman. Then I pick a fight down, only to find that
my opponent
holding kryptonite.
Oh, that guy's a dad from Florida just called.
You think I learned my lesson?
To take me now.
Well, I'm still paying dues.
Oh, yeah.
Time I drink and start to think I'm a 10 feet tall and bulletproof. Let's round it up one more time, boys.
One more time.
And start to think I'm a 10 feet tall and bulletproof.
Tim McWilliams.
There you go,
guys. Tim McWilliams. Oh, one of your best ever, Tim.
You know, you do the jig and stuff. I mean, you do the dancing.
Well, you got to get into it, Donnie.
Way to go. Way to commit, Tim.
And, you know, I got to get back to work.
All right, Tim.
All right, hold on. Let me just see if these calls are for you.
Let's get your reviews, Tim.
Sure, you got done singing in a meeting. I don't know if people are calling for you. Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a hang-up call. Hello, Don Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Where can I get the album?
Listen, Tim, people love your singing.
He's the best.
He is.
Got to get it.
He's a natural. He has perfect pitch also.
I'll tell you that a lot of people do.
Enjoyed my afternoon now.
People have called and requested Tim to sing again on the show.
Tim McWilliams, and that was, he's very versatile. He cuts through all musical genres.
The singing salesman. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You know, that screechy sound you hear isn't Tim singing. It's the show coming to a screeching halt.
Okay. All right.
Dear God.
All right, listen, he's the dividing rod.
And
you know,
he's enjoying both the negative feedback and the positive feedback.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, why did Open Anthony get your spot in Philadelphia live?
Huh?
I don't know. I heard our friends Opie and Anthony mentioned, and then our spot and stuff.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
This is Mike McVaney.
Who? Yes. And?
I just want to tell you that I forgot what y'all was doing earlier.
Oh, the thing you told everyone to forget, forgotten.
All right.
Oh,
thank you for forgetting that. Thank you very much. Hello.
Way to go, Buzz.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Get him a CD deal, man. That's way better than the Dennis Murphy gig.
Well, that's
true. I can hear the Christmas carols by Tim McWilliams.
Hey, maybe Tim will cut a Christmas album.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, man, I'm hoping to get tickets to Tim's funeral.
Oh, God, hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, did he lose a bet?
Okay.
Well, no, we did.
The audience has spoken. Well, once again, you know,
a round of applause.
Dividing Rod. They hate you.
The singing salesman.
Good job, Tim.
Yeah.
Williams, everybody.
Take care. Ooh. That's the break that we call an old train wreck.
There you go.
That's a train wreck break on this radio show right there.
Absolutely.
Not exactly quite sure.
He's very happy.
Wow. Yeah.
He's been happy, Donnie.
Jacked up.
Doing well there.
Do his singing?
Yeah, maybe again in 18 months.
Hello.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, you're on the air.
It's Bill for real.
Thank you, Bill.
Hey, what's up, man? Is that song part of Superman soundtrack? Sound like some kryptonite to me.
Very good. Nice assumption.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Timmy and Donnie, you guys rock, man. Timmy, keep it up, baby. I'm the singing salesman myself. Keep it up.
Hey, all right.
Another one. Some compadre.
Some people do like him. Most people hate him. Some people do like him.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, as if the reverb wasn't annoying enough, Tim McWilliams is about the most god-awful sound I've ever heard.
Okay.
You can hear him without the reverb.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Mike, you got a new lead singer for crap on your hands right there.
Don't think I haven't extended the feelers, sir.
Really, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, come on. Are you worried he's going to take over the spotlight?
Yeah, maybe I am, okay?
You're a little jealous. Some of the guys got real talent.
Yeah?
But
all right.
Bang on drums.
You're hitting a little too close to home, okay?
Yeah, Mike's jealous of a guy with real musical talent, Tim McWilliams.
Sorry, I apologize. Long live crap.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Yeah, can I speak to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're speaking to us. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Great, thanks. I think
the last good thing you did is you got that kid laid out in Reno.
Yeah, Ryder.
Oh, that is something nice we did.
Right. That was very nice.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
But you were supposed to wipe that from your memory also, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
This is the national headquarters for the people for the ethical treatment of animals.
Yeah, right, sure. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, what can we do for you?
Absolutely horrible, you guys strangling a cat on the air.
All right, get out of here. Come on, everybody's trying to be funny. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Rob thought it was funny.
Hello.
Hello, what did Tim do with the money?
All right, what am I supposed to ask, what money?
The money his parents gave him for singing lessons.
All right.
Jesus Christ. You know, not only do we have the Tim singing, but then it's the comedy styling afterwards that are really, we're trying to get this thing started again.
Hello, Don, my show.
Don, you're crowing now, but when Tim's singing lead for the grassroots this summer, he'll be crying in your beer.
All right. Thank you, everybody. We have to.
Oh, my side hurts.
If we have to break, we'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me, Chief. I got something here you might want to see. I hate when people talk during the movie.
Proudly wearing their rock kings, Don and Mike.
Right. Here he is now, after a brief hiatus. Charlie was out, and then we were out, and Charlie was out, and then we were out. He's back now, everybody.
Charles Stossel, Puerto Rico.
Yes.
Here's Movie Man Charlie Stossel.
Movie Man Charlie Stossel. Today wearing his anti-camp counselor outfit.
Yes, dressed about as conservatively as he dressed, but it's a promotional shirt that you didn't pay for, though.
Yeah, exactly.
He's wearing a shirt from the movie companies, but he does have on long pants today.
Yes, yeah. He does.
And he also has on the Ben Franklin glasses.
Yeah.
The Buzz glasses.
Yes.
Is that what they are?
They match.
And
they look...
Similar. He is in his traditional defensive crouch as he comes
There's no way to sit here any other way. You know, you have the count. I'm too aroused by the news of an hour ago.
Well, he is. You are the biggest hockey fan that I know of.
I am very glad rooting for the Antichrist,
I know, because you're a big Capitals fan, and Yarmir Yager was the great Satan that we all...
He and Mario Lemieux were the two,
right.
And yeah, I can't wait for that first Pittsburgh.
He's the biggest hockey fan I know.
before you guys cover yourselves with DNA.
We can't help it. I mean, it's you know, this is huge. This is real.
This is Michael Jordan. This is the Michael Jordan of the NHL
right.
coming to the Capitals, a team that in the past has never done jack with free agents.
I agree.
This will ignite that arena come the fall like never before.
Before you cover yourselves with each other's DNA, let me just say, Charlie's mailbag is open again at P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007.
Yippee!
Now, many of the letters and I showed Charlie a letter today. Unfortunately, it was, a lot of the mail that Charlie had gotten was months and months ago. We've been saving it.
Yeah.
Because he would come on the show, then end of a week we wouldn't have him on the show, and it's all terribly dated now.
Right.
But I do want to say, continue to include the photos of Clint Howard.
Please, yeah. please do. Absolutely.
I was just showing...
There's nothing more flattering than Clint Howard.
I was just showing Charlie one of the pictures that came along with one of these outdated letters.
Apollo 13, I believe, was the where that was taken from.
Yes, it was. Now, Christ, it's been like 3 weeks... since you've been on the show, and let me see, what have I seen? Well, I saw a scary movie, too, which I thought sucked.
Good call.
I saw AI, or as all my friends are calling, A1.
A1, I want two tickets to A1.
And I thought it was an incredible film.
This is where you are a total enigma, how you can love The Waterboy on one level and come in and like AI, which when I heard that, I was terribly surprised. Terribly.
Why?
I didn't think it was your kind of movie. It's very Kubrick.
Yes, it is, but it's also, it's a merging of Kubrick and Spielberg.
Yeah, but it doesn't have that emotional Spielberg effect that, like, Saving Private Ryan does, or...
Well, see, I hated Saving Private Ryan.
I gotta get out to see this movie.
A lot of the dramatic Spielberg films always give you that emotional kick. That this just didn't. It was very Kubrick. It was very stark and plain, and this is what it is.
No, there was emotional stuff. It just wasn't happy emotional stuff.
But it's not Spielberg. Emotion, which is what I was expecting, and I think a lot of people going in expected that Spielberg magic and the lighting the way he does it and just the look that the Spielberg
now I'm ready to go see this
does.
Movie on a dead run because that's what I like about Stanley Kubrick. Anybody that's seen a lot of Kubrick
do you
films,
like Eyes Wide Shut?
I loved Eyes Wide Shut. I think Eyes Wide Shut is
I
one
hated
of the,
that too.
I think Eyes Wide Shut is one of his best movies.
I'm liking it more and more when I see it on cable every day.
That's like every Stanley Kubrick film. You know, the only one
Clockwork Orange I still can't stand.
I'm not a big fan of Clockwork Orange, but who can argue with Full Metal Jacket, huh? Who can argue with Private Pile
and
The Shining?
And the show, well, two movies does not make a career.
Well, all right.
So AI, though, I would highly recommend that movie.
Yeah.
I walked out, I said to Frida, I think I've said this on the air, I think that 10 years from now, 20 years from now, this is going to be like The Wizard of Oz. The parents are going to look at this and go, wow, this is a really great movie for kids to watch.
But just so we don't mislead anybody, you said this to me, it's not like a Stanley Kubrick movie, right? It's got enough Spielberg in it where you don't go in and you're going to say, hey, this movie's like, if you're a big...
Well, now listen, when I say The Wizard of Oz, I mean, keep in mind in The Wizard of Oz, they're marching down the yellow brick road.
Right.
And in AI... these robots, they go to...
He's not giving anything away.
Been publicized.
Right. Okay.
They go to the flesh farm, the flesh fair. Yeah.
Right.
Where, for sport... Mike, this has been something that has been widely publicized.
Yeah.
Okay.
Widely publicized.
Nice look.
Get your headphones
Jordy.
This has been widely publicized. For sport...
Yes, Captain.
We take... we now, being the humans, we take these robots that we find and we kill them. And we do awful that we pour battery acid on them and we watch them disintegrate...
For fun.
In front of our eyes. Yeah.
See, I guess I missed that.
Oh, that's been in all the reviews. That's the part that parents think the kids are going to find.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of Spielberg in that.
Right.
Dramatic. That's what the parents think.
Well, it's still, I'm really jacked to see this movie now, and I wasn't before. I don't think the marketing in this movie was very good, including that lame-ass logo, which is why people are saying A1 in the movie theaters.
Goodness.
And don't you think a lot of people are going to this expecting to see E.T.?
Yes.
Because I know a lot of people, when we left the theater, said, oh, that sucked.
Nobody threw battery acid on that creature.
No, they didn't. Although, he's weirder looking than any of these robots.
The robots look very real. You can see they have that, how the makeup's done. It's a very plastic, almost a Lonnie Anderson look.
But he's weird looking in a lovable way.
That's very nice, Mike.
Highly recommend it. So that's what I've seen.
Not going to get you into Moulin Rouge, are we?
Moulin Rouge? I'm no fag. I'm not going to see Moulin Rouge.
What about Cats and Dogs?
I will take my kids to see Cats and Dogs.
The kids will enjoy it.
I might actually take my kids to see Cats and Dogs over the weekend. Is that a movie that adults can enjoy?
It's no Babe, and it's not Shrek,
and it's not Toy Story, it'll play great to the kids. It plays great to the kids. The first half hour, almost unwatchable.
It's animatronic freaking dogs and cats.
Yeah, but I kind of like that when they do that. I mean, like the second Dr. Doolittle.
Once the white Persian cat gets into it, the Dr. Evil cat, it's very, very funny. And Dr. Doolittle 2 was actually not bad either.
Okay.
I was kind of surprised with that.
What is new this weekend, Charlie?
Let's talk about three movies. We'll talk about the De Niro picture first. Let's go.
Please do.
With Norton.
Right.
And Angela Bassett.
And also, what's his name?
Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando looking more lucid than he has maybe since The Freshman.
But also looking like a little out of breath. I saw the trailer in mind.
He's a very big man.
But he's a big man that he's so big that he can't breathe.
That's because it's aerobic for him moving 3 or 4 feet down the street. In this movie, Robert De Niro is a lifetime criminal. He finally decides to hang it up.
Shocker. He's really going out on a limb with that one.
He's stretching.
He hangs up. He runs a jazz club now in Montreal. Marlon Brando plays his best friend who wants him to do, you know, the one more for the team. And in doing this, De Niro violates two of his rules, which is don't work in the same city, don't do a crime in the city in which you live, and always work alone. This time he brings on Ed Norton as a partner, reluctantly, and Norton is the one that steals the whole movie. He is so good.
He's
in
a brilliant
this movie.
Actor. Brilliant.
He
actor.
Is fantastic. He should be up on this young actor scale along with Sean Penn. And you hear people always talk about how Sean Penn is this and Sean Penn is that. You have to put Edward Norton right up there next to him.
How many
the whole movie?
How many dolls do you get?
Three.
Three dolls.
And this is a movie that is directed by Frank Oz, who you might know as a guy who was involved with the Muppets.
Right.
Did Bowfinger.
That's why you like it, right?
Yeah. Yes. Because and there are Muppets throughout the movie.
All right.
But he does comedies. In and Out, Bowfinger, House Sitter.
They're really Muppets in this movie?
Scandals? No.
Oh, okay.
Making a joke. Okay.
No, Thank you.
All right, so you give
your A1 laugh, right?
Yeah. So you give it three dolls.
Absolutely.
Will I be disappointed?
I
don't give a crap about these other guys.
I don't think you would be disappointed in this movie.
Just De Niro, that's all I care about.
I think it's great.
All right, well, what else?
Good movie. Another really good movie, Legally Blonde.
I do have to tell you something. That
Reese Witherspoon.
My kid went to a screening of this. I got the VIP screening to this movie,
right?
And I didn't want to go. And then my kid was dying to see it, so he went with his friends to see it.
He was dying.
And he was dying to put the turbo on.
Now this is
right in Bart's wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
He's 16.
Yeah.
Reese Witherspoon,
POA.
POA. He came back. He said it sucked.
It sucked.
I thought it
was like Clueless, a lot like Clueless, which I thought was a very funny movie.
Clueless was a great movie.
Yeah.
I think this is almost as good.
Well, Reese Witherspoon, I think, is fantastic. She was great in that movie, Election.
Election, Tracy Flick.
It's a great movie. Did you ever see Election with Matthew Broderick?
Yeah, it's all right.
It's all right.
It's fine.
I think that is a brilliant, overlooked comedy. I really do.
It's a great movie. In this movie,
Tracy Flick.
Pick Flick on her cupcake. Looks like you need a cupcake. In this movie, she is the stereotypical blonde, too blonde, as stupid as they come.
I was proud of my son when he came home and told me that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah, good for you. You know what that? You're a man. Good for you.
Good.
Good for you. You went to see this movie, this chick flick.
Well, didn't you say up to that point that he's liked every movie he's ever seen?
Oh, no, that was just when he was a little kid.
Oh, okay, all right. So I thought you were saying you were proud of him because he's, like, come out.
No, I'm proud of him because he went to this the girl movie.
Oh, a chick flick.
Not necessarily a girl movie.
Okay.
I don't think so.
That's my perception. It's a girl movie, and he came home, and rather than saying, oh, Dad, it was great.
Did you like Clueless?
Did I Clueless? Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
All right. So it's the same thing here. She has everything going for her. Pin-up calendar girl, straight-A student, but just as dumb as a box of rocks. Her boyfriend, who she really wants to marry, decides to go to Harvard to the East Coast. She's on West Coast. She then wants to follow him out there, and that's where the wacky hijinks.
I would not do her, though. When you ask me if I like Clueless, I like Clueless
intentions.
Because Alicia Silverstone in that movie in Clueless, she was so doable,
yeah.
So effable.
Reese Witherspoon.
I feel the exact same way about Reese Witherspoon.
I saw her on Letterman the other night, and it's like she's got a little boy's body.
I agree. And as much as she is not doable, she is that good an actress. I think she's an absolutely brilliant actress.
No.
But I do not find her at all appealing.
Her face.
She has an odd face.
No, her face to me looks like the face on the blow up dolls, the sex blow up dolls.
Hey, but you know what? Nobody's got a weirder face than that. I watched on pay per view Vertical Limit. Nobody has a weirder face than that chick that was in Vertical Limit. What the hell is wrong with her? And I know I'm going back too far now. And
was 6 months ago, 7 months ago.
But she's weird. She's got like a caved-in face.
Who is it?
I don't know what her name is. It was like her first movie that I'd ever seen her in. I wish you knew who it was.
Oh, well.
All right, so this movie.
I like Legally Blonde.
All right, so you like it. How many dolls you give it?
2.5.
2.5 dolls.
2.5. And then we have Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy.
And then we have Final Fantasy.
What is Final Fantasy?
Right now, listen, this might be up Stossel's alley, because it's a cartoon. Lisa, just walk right into the middle of the show.
You told me to. This girl, actress's name, Robin Tunney or Tunney or something, she was in the movie Scream.
Oh, my God. Horrible to look at. Scary to look at.
All right, well, thank you. Well, then,
thank you, Lisa.
Lisa, just run in with that stuff. Don't make it like a secret and start talking to Charlie on the side.
Come right up to the microphone. Most of them are on when we're doing the show.
Okay, and Charlie?
Yes.
I know you've always had a thing for Lisa.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you something. Right now, highly vulnerable.
Is she?
If you're a man, and you're involved.
I'm very involved.
But if you're a man, and there's no ring on your finger,
right.
So listen. Katie barred the door.
Really?
Down there in your pants.
Really? Lisa?
I tell you that yesterday.
Well, hope that's Lisa.
Now, listen, yesterday during the show, I asked you not.
Mm-hmm.
I had to. Oh, you don't want me to talk about this? You don't? Well, too bad. How about back? I got pissed at her. She's sitting back there crying.
Aww.
Because she's having a fight with her boyfriend.
And then how did that end? Did everything get worked out?
Everything's fine.
Oh, so you're not vulnerable.
No.
Then.
Well, you know, I couldn't anyway, because, you know, I'm very involved.
I know, and you're very happy.
She's highly vulnerable. And I went back there, and I said, what are you doing? She's, fight with Nick.
And that's, of course, when both Don and I looked at her and went,
hey, you know, that's why I said, you know, hey, there's no crying in baseball.
What are you doing? Come on. Come out there.
You're crying?
And Joe's back there going, I said, Lisa, you have some kind of cold. You really got that cold bad. And Joe says,
she's crying because she had a thing. And your boyfriend.
But, I finally got it, didn't I, Rob?
But Charlie, if ever the time was right,
really,
now's the time.
All right, Lisa, we'll talk.
You want to talk about planting your demon seed? Now's the time. Because yesterday she had the big crocodile tears coming.
I can't. Oh, I'm terribly in love.
Well,
it's awful.
So is she. What the hell?
I know you are.
Make it a crime of passion.
Right.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Way to get back at Nick.
That's right.
Two hot bodies.
That's right, okay. Lisa. You want to get back
at
him.
One hot body.
No, I don't.
You want to get back at him. And
no,
imagine how mad he'll be if the man you choose to cheat is Charlie Stott.
What's wrong with me?
Nothing. Nothing. I'm just saying.
And yeah, then you'll get the call, Lisa, next week, you know?
Hey, Lisa, it's Nick on the phone. He's mighty pissed off.
Well, everything is fine. We are very much in love.
Good.
Real.
We'll talk later.
Okay. All right.
Okay, go back and eat your sour gummy worm.
If I'm Nick, man, that pissed me off. Lisa says, listen, I cheated, man. And I'm going, oh, my God. Even I cheated with Charlie Stoss. I go, whoa, where's the gun?
Oh, goodness. She keeps putting plaster on that foundation, but there's still cracks there.
Yeah, that's right. She's vulnerable, Charlie. I saw you checking her out.
Well, thanks, Don. Appreciate that.
I'm just giving you, you know, heads up, one man to another.
Thank you, Don.
Mono. Imano.
All right, so Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy.
This is a cartoon. I'm surprised you don't like it.
No, this is not. This is a cartoon that's more computer than really.
Oh, that's right. I read a scathing review.
Now, technically, the movie is very good. How they did this animation is so detailed and so to the point that it's very impressive just to look at. But like any movie, I don't care how good it looks, you need a story, you need a plot, you need a well-written script. You can't make a movie just because it's a popular video game. Tomb Raider. Being a great example of this, Mortal Kombat being another good example. You know, the Super Mario Brothers, movies are based on ideas, not necessarily video games all the time. And in this, you have the Earth, which is a living, breathing entity. And this is set in the year 2065, where all human life is pretty much gone. There are these aliens that have come on ships to suck the life out of everything.
Take a quick blow. Does anybody really care?
No. Exactly.
No.
Right.
No. How many dollars
one.
You did this?
$1.
Horrible
it's
movie.
It's almost unwatchable. If you go, though, technically, it's very good to look at.
All right, so the movie of choice this weekend is the De Niro movie.
And Legally Blonde right behind it.
Okay.
Right behind it.
I'm proud of my boy for that.
All right.
Listen, like I said with Lisa, good luck.
All righty. Thank you, Don. I appreciate that.
Go lay some pipe.
Can I leave now?
Yeah.
All righty.
Yeah, bye,
see you guys.
Take care of yourself, Charlie.
Okay, bye.
There he is, Charlie Stossel, everybody. Movie man, Chuck Stossel. And once again, we'd like to get that Charlie mailbag going.
Absolutely.
So send your letters to him directly. Charlie Stossel, movie man.
Artwork in Courage.
P.O. Box 3649. Washington, D.C. 20007. Yeah, nothing pisses him off more than when someone sends, like, in the Charlie Stossel coloring book.
Yes. And aside from the pictures of Clint Howard.
And once again, inmates, please.
Yep.
Send that letter on. Bring it on.
Keep them coming.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up, Don and Mike?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you guys keep saying mano e mano like it means man to man. It means hand to hand.
Well, then how come so many people say it in movies and TV and junk?
And when they say something like, I want to have a conversation with you, mano y mano.
It implies man-to-man, though, because it's like hand-to-hand combat, right?
Right, right.
So it implies man-to-man, right?
Like, who is just
right?
France? Yeah. Like,
right.
Like,
you know this? Hand. You know that kara means open and yeah. K means hand?
Okay, kara. You're back to the Elvis Karate.
Means the way of the hand and feet.
All right, goodbye. Right. Whatever. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Nice.
You can't correct a man like that.
No, hello.
No. And you can't correct any of us.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Stoffel, in my office, we've got a pool, and the over-under says 6 months.
I'm going to delete that out, I think.
That was a call.
Even though it was damned funny.
It was indeed.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
What?
And Mike.
Yeah.
Mano a mano is short for hermano a hermano, brother to brother.
Okay.
It's short. It doesn't mean hand to hand.
Okay,
so that guy was a real idiot.
Well, literally, that's what it means. Mano means hand.
You were making that up when you were out.
But it's short for brother.
All right,
that did indeed mean it meant hand to hand. Do you know that kung fu means the same thing as karate?
So mano means hand.
Mano means hand.
Then how about a mano job?
Brother to brother.
I'd kill for a mano job right now. God. Huh? Put your mano right here.
Correctors don't listen.
No.
Correctors never listen. I have now classified a type of listener.
The corrector?
The corrector.
Right.
The corrector will correct, but literally will not listen to anything else that's said during the conversation.
Not to be confused with the collector, who says, answer me these questions three.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Good, good. Hey, I was just
calling. I hope you're not calling for a mono out.
This lady is...
Because we've already given away money to one guy who had a dead relative today.
Right.
I was born and raised in El Salvador, so... I know for sure. Mano a mano. You guys heard that, but it really is mano a mano.
And what does
really
it mean?
It really is hand to hand. But it's like hand to hand combat.
Hand to hand.
Oh, I've said that.
Thank you. We had someone who said that. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
And I think it is mano a mano.
Hello.
Don and Mike, I want to talk about Howard Stern, the king of all media.
Sure, your hero. Go ahead.
What do you think about him?
Well, we've discussed that many, many times. It's covered ground.
Anything else?
But how come we don't like him?
I didn't say we don't like him.
Didn't say that.
You're just not a big fan of Jake's movie?
I thought his movie was an incredible fairy tale.
Oh.
And I do mean that. I mean, it was all made up.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Glad we could talk to him.
Bye-bye.
Mano a mano.
Just let me... Well, never mind. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Say now.
So say, if I ever make a movie about my life...
Right.
You make goddamn sure. If the movie's about, you know, like my wife being my best friend... I don't think I'll leave her after the movie comes out.
Good plan.
My thought. If I'm making the movie, I probably think, well...
Idea.
You know, it's probably stuck in this relationship for a while.
Yeah. Of course.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Your great buddy in the morning, Mr. Diamond, was complaining about how bad his listeners are this morning.
Really? How could Jack Diamond possibly complain about his listeners? Because he doesn't have the balls to complain about anything.
He should French kiss anyone that listens to that show.
Well, they apparently have no personality.
Oh, his listeners?
Yes.
Well, they're learning from the master.
Of course
they are.
They're friends.
Hey,
good one, let them know.
But I can tell you're a listener of his show.
Oh, no, I just had to go by to see what it was.
No, you have no personality either.
I know.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike's show. But come on down here. Give me a mono job. I'm not proud. I'll go behind a curtain. It's very hard to tell a man's mono from a female's mono. Just give me a mono job.
Oh, I think many men's monos are much different than female's mono.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Big, dirty, fingernailed mono. Coming at you with hairy knuckle mono.
Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the actual translation from Chinese to American for the words kung fu. Elvis didn't know crap.
Okay.
It actually means effort through time.
Great. Let's all stop.
It's always great when another corrector goes, when he's going to eat you.
Just stop for a second and think how little we care about that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi.
How you doing?
Very
I just heard your comment about Scary Movie, and I was wondering why I did not like James Woods' performance. I thought that was great.
I thought James Woods was all right. The problem is that I was picturing Marlon Brando, because that was supposed to be Marlon Brando's role. And if Marlon Brando had done the things that James Woods did, well, that would have really been funny.
I didn't think he could jump on the bed like that.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
See you later.
And now I'm just thinking of
I'm going to do something a little different for you, if you don't mind. I'm going to. There are a lot of people who know that I have been involved in the art of karate for some time, but nobody knows to what degree or what. So what I would like to do, what I'm about to do, and I hope you take it in the right way, is do a what's called a kata, which is a series of movements representing blocks, kicks, punches, things that you see on kung fu.
Punches.
Kung fu and karate are the same thing. There's no difference. It's just the Chinese terminology is kung fu and the Japanese is karate. The word karate, kara means open hand. I mean open, te means hand. Karate.
Karate. Okay, there you go. Thank you.
And then they play the instrumental as he's doing his moves.
Hello.
And I was just laughing about Marlon Brando jumping on the bed.
Would have been good.
It would have been wonderful.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, I'm trying to find out why they don't like Jack Diamond.
What's the like, honey?
I like him.
You do like him?
Oh, like a brother.
You're lying.
Nobody likes him more.
I'm the only one that really knows him. What's the like?
Well, I want to know why they say that.
Okay, first off, you're so dumb, honey. You're talking to us.
I am.
Yeah, and your radio is turned up. You should turn it down.
I'm in this car with three people. The radio's not on.
Well, there was some noise in the back.
Then it's
whatever
you.
It
but
you want to know what it is. I'm on a cell phone with your piece, so you can hear everybody in the
car. You're talking to us.
Stop, Don and Mike.
Hi.
All right, I
heard the what word?
The F word.
That's what I thought I heard.
You can say the F word.
All right.
Well, you're trouble, lady.
All right, listen.
Wait. The reason we're calling is my husband and my brother-in-law listen to you guys. And
right.
I started listening to you guys. And I want to know why you do not like Jack Diamond.
Well, how long have you been listening to our show?
On and off, like when we go on road trips, like to the beach.
Right. Well, we don't like him because he's a big phony. He's a big fake with a DJ joke book, and he's a big freaking phony.
And when I said that I liked him, I was being sarcastic because, you see, I worked with him.
But his audience is generally made up of dumb broads like you, so go ahead and listen. Enjoy.
Dumb broads? Hold on. My sister-in-law wants to speak to you.
Oh, great.
Good.
Hey, we've got the whole idiot family in the car.
Put your waxy hands-free earpiece in her hairy ear.
Hi.
Hi.
We want to know why you don't like Jack Diamond.
Well, you know, we just answered that question for your sister-in-law.
But you guys sound like great Jack Diamond listeners. Continue.
No, we're your fans, too.
No. You can't. Listen, that is an insult to us.
No, we do not allow people to be fans of both shows.
No, you can't be. You're one or the other.
In fact, I would highly recommend you stick with one show, and I would recommend the Jack Diamond show.
Yeah.
No. We like your show.
Better?
My husband listens to your show every
single day. No, if you like us, you can't like him.
Absolutely. It's forbidden.
He's everything that we are not.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Dan. Have a nice time at Wild World. Hello.
I love that you call it Wild World still.
Hello.
It'll always be Wild World.
Hi, Dynamite.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I have two comments. One about the I-Man. My fingers accidentally got on his station the other day.
Will people please stop? Hold on. Listen, I don't care if you want to talk about other disc jockeys, but please stop with the, my fingers accidentally got on his station.
Yeah, we don't care about that. Just, I mean, if you want to talk about another disc jockey, even though we hate it.
What about anus?
He really did. I'm in the Fredneck, and it's very difficult to pick up your signal here.
Honey, what?
They call him iDude now.
Okay, they call me iDude. Great. What else?
Right. And about profanity on the air. While you were on vacation, the S word was said both on Larry King and on the Politically Incorrect.
Well, you know, keep a notebook?
Well, now listen,
yeah, I do.
I have a tape, a real funny tape that someone who works at CBS sent me that I guess on 60 Minutes, Dan Rather was doing an interview with a guy, and the guy dropped the S-bomb.
Wow. So I've heard the S-bomb on 60 Minutes before.
So Letterman brings the tape on
during
his show.
Andy Rooney segment.
So Letterman brings the tape on his show, and he says, "Now I don't understand the standard here that they say you can't use this language,
right?
But it was on 60 Minutes, so I'm going to play the tape now to get the S word on my show." And he plays the tape, and they beep it out.
Sure. Yeah, there they go.
Right. You know, there's some kind of ridiculous rule that says if you're doing a serious show, it's okay to use this line.
Didn't you ever see A Few Minutes with Andy Rooney when he was talking about the big piles of S all around his house? You know? he would come out, really, and it was like the S word all over it. You know, and he said, "What's all the deal? I looked out in my backyard, and it was covered with big piles of ass."
And also, I think it was maybe last Sunday or the one before, we kept talking about how Mrs. Rooney was a C. Oh.
You ever get ass under your fingernails?
I work out in my workshop, and I get big chunks of ass all the time under my fingernails.
You'll be interested. It was Arsenio Hall who did it on Politically Incorrect.
Of course, if I did that again, you better believe that Mike Wallace would have an ass-eating grin on his face.
Oh, and listen, don't get me going on Arsenio, Arsenio Hall, who is trying to reinvent himself. I saw him on the Jay Leno show a couple of weeks ago. Oh my God, he comes out with it. He's got a, you know, I mean, Arsenio used to be,
right,
he would come out in a great-looking suit.
Right.
He had his whole thing with the arm in the air. And the woof, woof, woof.
Right.
Well, now he's coming out, and he's like trying to be Chris Rock.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's like he's coming out, he's saying, you know, in case you didn't know it, I'm black. And he's wearing the hat sideways.
But it's Arsenio.
Yeah, I know, and that's why.
You can't do that.
I'm not buying it. It
doesn't work.
Not going to work. I'm not buying it.
He has some sort of curly do that are supposed to be maybe dreadlocks or.
Yeah, no. He's doing the same thing. Eddie Murphy did this with his hair a while ago.
Right.
I don't know.
Trying to reinvent himself is what he's doing.
Yeah, well, good luck, Arsenio. Just take your pile of money and go somewhere else.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. I wanted to see if the thing that Letterman did was what I'm thinking of. He was showing a clip of on Golden Pond.
Oh, no, that too. That's the second time he did it.
They actually kept the word in, but then when Letterman said it, they bleeped him.
Right. Now, this is the second time that Letterman did this. They did a live version of On Golden Pond. And what is wrong with CBS TV?
Yeah.
They did a live version of On Golden Pond.
Christopher Plummer, Julie Andrews, marvelous.
In which they allowed the S-word to go.
Yeah.
Well, Letterman plays this on his show. Yeah, and you're right, I heard about this too. They let it go when he plays the clip.
Right.
But then when he says the word, they be spit out.
Well, it is a double standard.
With the hypocrisy of it all.
Right. Yeah, well, listen, that's the joy of working up. There's Carmen, the CBS mascot. Mike, you want to throw him the cufflink?
Got the cufflink right here. Let me throw it up in the air. Here we go.
Carmen?
Oh, he caught it again right on the fly.
Good catch, Carmen. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, yeah, I want to disagree with you guys about Jack Diamond.
Oh, sure.
There is some manly personality on that show. It's the traffic reporter.
Stacy Ben?
Right.
Stacy Ben.
Oh, Jackson.
Oh, JD.
Oh, here's the traffic, Jackson.
Oh, JD.
Hello, JD.
I tell you the funniest commercial I heard on Q107, and I can think of no one better to do it, is they have Stacy Ben doing a commercial for laser hair removal of vaginal hair.
I've had all mine removed.
Because, you know, That girl had just an unkempt forest death.
Oh, absolutely. She uses her laser was the size of that thing that Dr. Evil had on the moon.
And she goes, "Hi, this is Stacey Benn. It's almost it's almost bikini season. Four or five treatments, and I'm fine. That's why I use the super big laser. Hi, I'm Stacey Benn. Let me take off my giant underpants. Look at this mess."
Oh, dear, we're going to need the super deluxe laser to work on that, Ms. Benn.
Why, I've got a variety of animals living in my underpants. But since I've been lasered from Dr. Burbank, and really, she says on the commercial, she says, after four or five visits. What kind of bush do we have happening here?
4 or 5 months of continuous treatment.
Stacey Benn.
They finally found the light at the end of the tunnel.
Back to you, Jackson.
Well, thank you, Stacey, and boy, that's terrific. But we can't see the hair under the skirt anymore.
Hello, Don Mike Show. It's like the ivy at Wrigley Field. You know, that kind of crawls up the wall.
Yeah, the rose bushes down on the knee.
Tradition. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, I'm just curious. How come South Park can say it 146 times in a half hour and you guys can't say it once?
I don't know, you know, because it's on basic pay cable. I don't know.
And by the way, Jack Diamond sucks.
Thanks. Thank you for that bulletin. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
One of your favorites.
You know, when you can recognize it with the sound of a car.
Jimmy.
What's up?
Did I hit something?
What the
f***
is that?
What? No.
What the f*** is that?
Yeah.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
This is Ray Liotta, and you're listening to my favorite Goodfellas on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Raymond.
Come on, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, we'll play a game here in a second. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Buddy, I just want to ask a quick question and I get off the phone.
Sure.
It's directed to Buzz. Is Buzz going through menopause or something?
No, are you going through menopause or something, Buzz?
I don't think so. Why?
I mean, you're just so mean to the fans now. You used to be the fans' friend.
Well, I try to be a nice guy, but like I said the other day, after about the millionth dumb call, you know, you lose your patience.
Oh, okay.
You know, I try to do what Don and Mike do, which is only yell at the people who deserve to be yelled at.
Absolutely, and that's our mantra.
We applaud that with Buzz.
Thank you.
We're
glad. Buzz, listen. Feel assured in this. Buzz is still the nicest person on the show.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
In a world of a-holes, Buzz is still the nicest.
I try. It's hard.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
All right. Now we're going to give some people a chance to win some prizes.
Oh, good.
I have here the wonderful 1-900 health information line.
Very good.
And I think we're going to let people play against either Mike or Buzz.
Okay.
But as by way of explaining how we play the game, I'll have Mike play against Buzz.
Very good.
Okay. Now, everybody at home, listen, because this is how you play the game.
Rob, I will need a pen, please.
I have a book in front of me that has a 1-900 number where you can call, and it has all kinds of various running injuries, hand injuries, Achilles tendonitis. It's a number you call, and you look up the ailment that's got you down.
Right.
It's a 4-digit key code, and you write it in, and then you punch it in, and it tells you all about what's wrong with you.
Very good.
Let me just explain this to you. It's easier to just do it than try to explain it.
Ailments by the numbers.
And the goal is to get four funny ones in a row. I'll give you choices.
Ascending order.
You try to build.
Welcome to the Health Information Library. If you would like to... Please listen carefully to the following options.
Okay.
To reach our Health Information Library, welcome to Inova Health Sources Health Information Library.
All right.
This information is intended to increase your awareness and understanding.
Four.
Very good.
Hello?
I'm sorry. I've missed your dialing instructions. Please enter the category number
now. That says the ailment?
Enter your four-digit topic number, please.
Here's an example.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Potty accidents.
Potty accidents.
The time to begin toilet training is when the child is ready to learn.
See, that's
very good.
One.
That is a funny one.
So now,
between two
remember
and
the goal is to get four in a row. Because I'm going to give you one that's funny and one that's not funny.
Very good.
Okay. You won't know. You simply guess by the numbers.
All right.
We'll start with you, Mike.
I'm ready.
Your choices are...
Do not have nighttime bladder control.
4534.
Premature efforts to potty train can be productive if a child is
4795.
Pushing, especially with improper.
4795, please.
For the child's self-esteem. Damage to the parent child. Enter your four-digit topic number, please.
What was the number, Mike?
4795.
See, this is your starting point now. You're safe no matter what happens here.
Welcome to the Health Information Library. Incest. Incest refers to sexual acts between relatives. The type of incest that people tend to be most concerned about.
Now, now your next one has to be funnier than incest.
Sexual contact between an adult and a child is never acceptable for any reason.
Mike, here we go.
All right.
This is not a show of love.
This is a way
to ruin a child's trust of others. Oh,
your next choices are...
Even if the incest occurs from the child...
Five...
Wants to be accepted.
5262.
Could not be the cost.
Or...
Parent child...
5132.
Maybe one of the most...
5262.
Because a child tends to...
Enter your four-digit topic number, please.
5262.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Blood in urine.
All right.
Is always a concern. It should be taken seriously.
I just leaked it out.
Your doctor will...
Blood in urine is funnier than incest.
Blood in urine.
Can be due to bladder infections, bladder stones, prostate disorders, kidney stones, kidney disease,
all right, Mike.
Cancer of the kidney, bladder, or
here
prostate, or injury to the abdomen.
Here's your next two ones.
In the urine could also be a sign.
4511.
Urinary system.
Or
the color of the blood in
4556.
Oh, now you got a tough
brown.
One. I'm going to go with 4556.
The urine stream. Enter your four-digit topic number, please.
4556.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Come on.
Hammer toes. Toe next to the big toe.
Hammer
your foot
toes.
Bumped into the top of your shoes.
Ouch.
If so, hammer you will toes. Probably develop or already have developed a hammer toe. While hammer toes can
hammer
develop
toe
on any
funny.
Toe,
yeah.
They
hammer
usually
toes.
Occur
That's
in the
be
second
tough
toe.
To meet.
All
right,
the
now.
Toe becomes bent and painful and buckles under. The top of it rubs against the inside.
We're getting better content
over
on these.
Over time,
than we
this
last
affects
time.
The toe joints, causing the toe to.
All right, here are your next two choices.
All right, this will probably
the
be the. Now, if I do this, I've made it all the way through.
Yes,
right?
And you're a big winner.
On top of the toe.
Four.
Pressure in that.
3 3 3.
Uh-huh.
Or
inherited from
4 4.
Wearing shoes.
2 0.
I'm going to go with 4333.
Enter your four-digit topic number, please.
4333.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Flu.
Oh,
the flu.
Yeah, I blew it.
The flu is a common disease.
I knew it. I had it. It was a gut feeling.
Let me show you what you could have had.
4420, Don.
Enter your four-digit topic number, please.
That was my choice, 4420.
Welcome to the Health Information Library. Mm-hmm. Rectal itching.
Oh, one of the best.
Yeah, I had a good one. So I had a chance. It was right there.
Very
right there for the picking.
All right, Buzz, you ready to try this?
I think I'm ready. Yeah, all right.
All right. Let's give Buzz a shot on this now.
Okay. Some include...
I've had good luck with this.
Buzz, your choices are...
Infections or irritants, such as soaps, colognes, douches, and...
4902.
Okay.
Or... 4977.
Treatment of pinworms.
Let's start with 4902.
Enter your four-digit topic number, please.
1902.
We hope this is
welcome to the Health Information Library.
Bee stings. A bee sting.
Not particularly funny.
A good start, Buzz.
It's going to be easy to top that, I think.
That was the non-funny one.
Right.
Major effects.
Okay, now here's your next choice.
Especially sensitive to bee stings.
4-7-2-2.
Uh-huh.
Prompt emergency care may save their life. Do the following for the usual bee.
6-7-3-3.
Yellow jacket sting.
Now, this is tough, but I think I'm going to go with 6-7-3-3.
Scrape off the stinger.
All right, if this is funnier than bee stings,
enter your
Buzz stays alive.
Topic number, please.
6-7-3-3.
Welcome to the Health Information Library. Kleptomania. You may have heard the term.
What?
No.
Kleptomania.
Oh, kleptomania.
Not funnier than bee sting.
No.
And what was the other one you had, Buzz?
The other one was four.
Enter your four-digit.
Which one did I don't remember which one I chose now. 4-7-2-2, I think, is the one I chose. The other one was 6-7-3-3.
No.
No, it wasn't.
4-7-2-2.
4-7-2-2.
All right.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Herpes.
Yeah.
Lips,
oh, yeah.
Mouth and eyes.
Much funnier than bee
stings.
And not just herpes.
Blisters.
Let me hear that again now.
And enter your four-digit topic number.
Welcome to the Health Information
Not just herpes.
Herpes. Lips, mouth, and eyes. The herpes virus causes
eye herpes. That was worth going.
Cold sores.
And genital sex organs.
All right. So that's how we play the game.
Very good.
Now, you want to play against Mike? You want to play against Buzz? It's real simple, except it's one-on-one.
Mano a mano.
Each of you will select one number. It'll be one good one
right.
And one bad one.
Very good.
And we'll alternate between letting the listeners choose and letting Mike choose and letting Buzz choose.
Very exciting.
We have a bunch of WWF tickets to give away for the SmackDown. So if you want to play against Mike and Buzz, call right now at 877-365-3636.
Mouth.
Eye.
Genitals.
Be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, you're getting better. That's the important thing. You look better, too.
If you're going to lie to me, coming into Broadway in the car, I want to tongue my balls.
Hey, you want that? It's a phone call away.
Here's Don and Mike. All right, everybody, with some prizes, here we go. We're going to play the health line game.
Well, let me see how I do this. Let me get the line going here first. Hold on a second. Bear with me.
Warm it up. I'm ready.
Yeah, let me get it going here.
You ready, Buzz?
I think I am. I've warmed up now. I'm ready to go.
This is simply one-on-one, Mike and Buzz versus the listeners.
Right.
Be one good one, none.
Welcome
not
to the Health Information Library.
Beautiful.
If you would like to continue this messaging,
if
please listen carefully to the following options.
Okay.
To reach our health information library, press 1. Welcome to Inova Health Sources Health Information Library.
All right, here we go.
This information is intended to.
All right. Hello.
I'm sorry. No. I've missed your dialing instructions.
That's okay.
Please enter the category number now. Welcome to the health.
Start with a not funny one here, okay?
Which toothbrush is right? There are many factors to
not
consider.
Not funny on any level.
No.
Toothbrush.
All right, let's go to, playing against Mike. We'll go with
damage to the tissue.
Steve. Hello, Steve.
The brush should fit properly in the hand.
Steve Areno.
The brush should be soft.
Enough. Hello, Steve.
Scratching the
all right, not there. Let's go to, how about
apply medium
Alex.
Pressure at a 40
Alex.
Angle. Too much pressure can
right, I'm gonna
hey, Alex.
Damage your teeth.
Hey, I'm here.
All right, buddy, here we go.
Soft enough to
Alex, you're going to be playing against Mike O'Mara. Mike, do you want to choose or you want Alex to choose?
I'll choose, Don.
Worried, especially for
all right,
children.
Mike, your choices are
with braces. A water pick can also help with dental care.
Your choices are
you know, they're all funny when you really listen to them explain.
Oh, yeah. Give me a moment. Your choices are
all right, I'm ready.
Stream of water to
5271.
The following tips can make
four,
brush selection easier.
6-9-3-3.
Hygienist may suggest a particular brush.
Right, hold on.
Most of
yeah, that's how we play, right? Mike gets to choose.
Right. Oh, and then the listener gets his choice, and whichever one is funnier.
Yes.
Yeah, good. I'm going to go with
less likely to pinch your gum.
Let's see. 5-6-9-3-3.
Reach the surface.
All right, Alex, do you want that one, or do you want to go to the other one?
I'll try 5-2-7-1.
All right.
Brush every three.
Let's hear what Mike had first.
One.
Enter
say you're four.
Mike, your number was
6933, Don.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Fat-free foods.
Oh.
Never before have Americans had so many fat-free food choices.
And his was 5271.
Enter your four-digit topic.
Alex, the listener, who's going to defeat me.
I'm sorry, I've missed your dialing instruction. Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Genital warts.
Oh, way to go, Alex. Alex.
Good job.
Sizes on the skin of the genitals.
Good job.
Congratulations, Alex.
Infection with some types of human papillomavirus.
You won a pair of tickets to WWF SmackDown. MCI Center, July 31st. Please enjoy. Thank you, Alex.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Congratulations, Alex.
Common before puberty or after menopause.
Hold on, please.
Les, I hope you can do a better job. I'll try.
In the presence of heavy sweating.
Very, very disappointed in myself.
Or during pregnancy. Certain types of HPV infections.
All right, now let's. Let's go to Jamie.
Cancer of the cervix.
Hi, Jamie.
Hello, Radio Gods.
Hi, Jamie. You're going to be playing with Buzz.
All right.
All right, and I think we'll let Jamie choose first.
Very good.
Baby at birth.
Jamie, your two choices are...
surfaces. About 2 months after
six,
exposure.
Seven.
They start...
7-0.
Swellings that can grow up to 4 inches.
Or...
if several grow in the same area...
4-9-5-6.
With bacteria, they take on a foul odor.
Jamie, which one do you want?
I'm going to go with 6-7-7-0.
However...
Buzz?
I'm going to disagree and go with 4-9-5-6.
Now, Buzz, you can't agree.
I know. But
you can't agree.
I don't think I agree.
All right.
I think you're both wrong.
What were the numbers again?
The first one that the listener picked was 6-7-7-0.
Right. Let's go with that one first.
Get rid of the... enter your four-digit topic number, please.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Spouse abuse.
That's not fun. Unless you're Rob Spiewak.
Rob Spiewak falling out of his chair.
Abuse husband.
And Buzz, your number was?
4956.
Race does not make a difference.
Enter your four-digit topic number, please.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Vaginitis.
Oh. All right. Yeah.
Way to go, Buzz.
I'm back.
He got you.
Sorry, Jamie.
No problem.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Itching, redness, burning with urination, or unusual vaginal discharge.
Ah. All right, Mike, you ready to take on another challenger?
I'm ready, and I think I'll let the listener go first this time.
All right, let's go with Mike on Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing, my friend?
Pretty good, how are you?
Doing great. Now, Mike O'Mara, do you want to choose, or you want this other guy to choose?
I will defer to the listener, Don.
Sexually transmitted diseases, yeast infections, and usage of certain types of medications.
All right, here are your choices, sir.
Antibiotics.
4-4-1-9.
Pregnant women.
Or 7-7.
Birth control medicine.
1-6.
Women who have gone through menopause.
With 4-4-1-9.
Gonna match him, Don. 4-4-1-9 is the slam dunk funny one.
Enter your four-digit topic number, please.
I'm sorry, I've missed your dialing instructions. Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah, you did it. You will play another round.
Yeah. Very good. Very excited.
And for the record, the other number that you had was
7716.
No other more serious bowel disease. Enter your four-digit topic number, please.
Can't miss with that bowel.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Chicken pox.
There you go.
Yeah,
absolutely. I had a not funny one there.
There you go, dummy.
Teaches childhood illness.
All right, Mike versus Mike, round number two.
Here we go.
Ages of 5 and 9, and maybe more severe in adults.
Your choices are 7-8-0-7.
Like fever, headache, and not feeling well.
Or
about
4-7
days after it.
6-6.
An itchy.
I'm gonna go with 7-8-0-7.
Here on the face.
Mike, do you want that one or do you want the other one?
Or limbs.
I'll go with the other one.
Still with a flu.
Mike O'Mara, which was yours?
7-8-0-7, Don.
Crusty. New spots may appear for about. Enter your four-digit topic number, please.
7-8-0-7.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Skin problems in the elderly. Our skin changes as we age.
I might be hanging in there, but
no.
It's elastic quality.
What was his number, the other guy's?
4-7-6-6.
More slowly.
Enter your four-digit topic number, please.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Premature ejaculation.
Oh, see, you're a big loser.
Not even close.
Ejaculation is the most common male sexual problem.
Congratulations, Mike. You won WWF tickets for WWF SmackDown.
At MCI Center.
July 31st. Enjoy. Hold on, please.
Way to hang with the force.
Thank you.
It is really about a lack of voluntary control.
Yes.
Although I should tell you that there are an equal number of funny ones in the fours and in the sevens.
That's what I thought. That's why I went with the sevens.
Into sex is too quick. However, some men might consider a few minutes adequate, while others would not.
All right, Buzz, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
One-third of American men are not able to control the...
Hey, it's me again. I was playing earlier.
Oh, right. Hold on a second. Where am I going here? How about Brad?
Old age.
Brad, hello?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Brad. Great. Brad, you're going to be playing against Radio's Buzz Burbank.
All right. By the way, I think a few minutes is just fine.
Me too, sir. All right. Here are your choices, boys.
All right.
Even a man with normally good
seven, six,
quickly after
one, two,
sex. Premature
relation is seven, one,
times a man
six,
has a new part.
Seven.
Men with
respiratory
control
seven,
right.
enjoy sustained levels of sexual.
Buzz, would you like to choose or let the listener choose?
I think I'd like to choose this time.
Which would you like, Buzz?
7167.
Don't go with the sevens.
And,
whatever you do.
Brad, which would you like?
I was going to take that, so I'm going to go with Buzz. So your treatment.
He can take the same one as you.
You can choose either one, Brad.
Okay.
Men can learn to control their
sexual. He just did. He's choosing 7167.
All right.
Men can learn to do this.
Enter your 4-digit topic number, please.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Acquaintance rate. Rape is...
Not a good one.
You know,
acquaintance rate is...
Rapist. Or deception.
Hey, how you doing?
Acquaintance rate.
Okay, now the other number was...
7612.
Yeah.
Enter your 4-digit...
Gotta be better.
Please.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Flat feet.
Flat feet.
Just barely.
Yeah, barely funnier.
But flat feet's funnier than acquaintance rape.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Depending, Rob seems to think the former was very funny.
I know. Well, Rob liked the whole, hey, how you doing thing.
Right, exactly.
Feet is fallen arches. Having flat feet.
All right, that means, Brad, you're going to go against Buzz again.
All right.
Okay, let me see. Here are your choices, guys. They are.
Well, technically, they both lose.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think we let the other guy.
Painful.
I know you're right, Mike. Yeah, you're SOL.
We did. We both lost, Brad. Sorry.
Bye, Brad.
Turn with toe walking.
You're SOL.
Get around, too.
No. Yeah, Mike's right. The only reason the other guy got around, too, is you both got it right.
Both got it right.
Okay, Mike, you ready to take on Steve?
I am ready as I'll ever be.
Hello, Steve.
How's it going?
Steve, hi. You're going to be playing against Mike.
Steve.
How are you doing, O'Mara?
Doing just fine. Good luck to you, sir.
Okay.
They even called back.
Mike, here, and Steve, here are your choices.
You are linked with inactive
7-4
body weight.
6-3.
Do not fit or fail to support.
4.
The arch can lead to painful imbalances.
6-7.
Bones,
7.
And ligaments.
5.
People who have.
You want to go first, Steve?
They have.
I'll let America.
I go with 6775.
Steve, do you like that or do you want the other one?
I'll disagree. I'll go with 7-4.
Okay, what was the other one he chose, Mike?
The one that he chose was 7463.
Oh, hold on. Crap. I just hit a wrong button.
Oh, no.
Give me a second.
Right, we've got the numbers still. The one that he picked was 7463. The one that I picked was 6775.
And now I don't remember which one's the good one and which one's not.
Oh, good. Well, that'll make it interesting. At least we've got the numbers.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
You still have the other guy on the phone?
Would like to continue.
Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
First one. Please listen carefully to the following options. To reach our Health Information Library, press 1. Welcome to Inova Health Sources Health Information Library.
Okay.
This information is intended to increase...
Welcome to the...
Just let me get in the system here.
I understand.
You're in.
Facelifts.
Okay. Now, Mike,
decrease the signs of age.
The one that this gentleman picked was 7463.
Enter your 4-digit topic number, please.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Tennis elbow.
Tennis elbow.
Wow.
See what you get for using my last name, pal?
Tennis.
And Mike,
enter your
6775.
Here we go.
Welcome to the Health Information Library. Post-traumatic stress disorder.
No. Oh, that was not. Hold on a second.
You may have heard the term shell shock. Or
hold on a second.
We now use.
I was gloating.
No,
see,
my
you
fault.
Never gloat.
My fault. No, no, no.
4-digit topic number, please.
My fault.
Welcome to the Health Information Library. canker sores, and fever blisters.
There you go. What's funnier?
Little funnier. Fever blisters, little funnier.
Listen, I'm running out of stuff here.
Sure. The area of the mouth.
But actually, right. Yours was funny.
Okay, good. As long as I beat this guy, Steve.
You beat him, Omera.
Omera beat you, Steve.
Have a good one, Omera.
Bye-bye. Okay, one more time.
Sores are open sores on the tongue, gums, or inside the cheeks.
And funnier as you get into it.
Irritating. Canker sores usually heal in 7 to 10 days.
Oh, right.
Stress, biting your tongue or cheek, heredity, female hormones, and food.
All right, Buzz, you ready to go?
Ready to go.
Okay, hello. Drew?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Drew, you're
going
to be playing against Buzz.
Hey, Drew.
Okay.
I just hung up on the goddamn line again.
It's all right. I'll get back into it.
Let me give you the numbers before we go here.
Okay.
All right. Your two numbers that you can choose from are 5417 or 4331.
Okay?
Decide among yourselves. Give me a second here.
What do you think, Drew?
Drew?
Drew, are you there? If Drew's not there, I can play against Buzz again.
All right.
Fair enough.
I'd like to go first.
Okay.
I'd like to go 4331, please.
Buzz? I'll take the other one. I'll say 5417.
All right. Well, you know,
great.
I've effed up the phone system.
Welcome to the health information lab. Please listen carefully. Welcome to Inova Health Sources Health Information Library. This information is intended to increase your awareness.
Welcome to the health information.
All right, I'm back in.
Sorry.
All right, Buzz, you want Buzz's number?
Yeah.
5417.
Unwanted fatty. Enter your 4-digit topic number, please.
Welcome to the Health Information Library. Rectal polyps.
Oh! You might have gotten you.
Small.
Mike, what's yours?
4331.
Enter you got your me, 4-digit topic number.
Very exciting.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
No way.
Colds.
You just dusted me.
Yeah. All right, you ready to go for one king of the day?
Yeah,
sure.
More.
I'll give each of you a number.
Okay.
And you either tell me if you think it's funny or non-funny.
Very good.
This is for king of the day.
Okay, this is the bonus round.
This is what I do with my kid when we play, like when we're playing basketball.
Right.
We always get that with one last shot for king of the day.
Yeah.
All right, Mike.
Yeah, I'm not doing well today. I need king of the day.
King of the day, Mike.
All right.
1 or 2 days after exposure.
4736.
Not funny.
Sneezing. Enter your 4-digit topic number.
What do I know?
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Scabies.
Oh, funny.
I'm not king of the day.
Skin caused by a tiny...
Now, Buzz has to make the shot here. Meaning that if Buzz doesn't do it, we move on to the next round.
Right, very good.
Like bump.
This is how I do it with my kid. This is why when I play basketball with my kid, we end up playing like for 8 hours.
A sign that a person has scabies is severe itching, especially at night.
Scabies.
The skin areas most often infected are around the wrist,
scabies.
Elbows,
very funny.
Armpits, thighs, nipples, waist, lower buttocks, genitals, and the webs between the fingers. The mites that cause scabies are spread directly by touching.
Ooh, mites.
Here we go.
Infected. Sexual contact is also
hold on a second. You know, I'm thinking of what you might be thinking.
It can also be spread from towels or bedding. It's
Buzz,
yes.
Four, three, six.
Who has scabies?
I'm going to say not funny.
Another person. Enter your 4-digit topic number, please.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Shingles.
Funny.
Shingles are funny.
Herpes zoster is an infection caused by the same virus.
We go to another round of King of the Day.
All right, here we go.
After recovering from chickenpox,
Mike.
Yep.
The virus may remain inactive in the cell.
4, 3, 7,
large
2.
Years later, it may emerge
funny.
As shingles. Enter your 4-digit topic number, please.
Come on, I need one.
Welcome to the Health Information Library. Bleeding gums. Healthy gums.
I have that as a funny one.
I do? Okay,
gums
good.
I got bleeding gums. That's funny.
Bleeding gums.
Or periodontitis. Gingivitis is infection, inflammation.
And see, it's funnier when you start listening to
it. Oh, yeah. It's one of the most common gum problems. Early gingivitis can be painless and may not be noticed. Symptoms can include red, soft, or swollen gums. Bad breath.
4727.
Taste in the mouth.
I'm going to say not funny.
Are especially
Enter your four-digit topic number, please.
Welcome to the Health Information Library.
Ringworm.
Ringworm's very funny, Buzz.
I knew I was wong as soon as I said it.
But let's all just listen for a moment and see if we can learn something.
Yes, absolutely.
The body begins as a ring-shaped flat rash. Gradually, the ring becomes larger and spreads, with the inside of the ring clearing. The outside of the ring can be either dry and scaly or wet and crusted. Ringworm may affect the scalp. Ringworm starts as a small pimple that grows larger and creates patches of dry, bald skin.
Right.
The hair can become brittle and break off.
That's right.
The fingernails. If the nail bed becomes infected, it can become thick and brittle, or it can turn powdery and crumble. The feet. Ringworm causes dry, cracked skin.
We're a pretty grody species, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
The groin. This red, itchy rash occurs in moist skin folds and is commonly known as jock itch.
All right, well, that'll do it for this edition of the medical information line, Dan.
I like that.
That's good. Like that. That's a great line, and that's from Inova Hospital, incidentally.
Yes, and they really can help you if you've got a problem.
Yeah, well,
I mean, you heard what they tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, frankly, I'd go see a doctor before I call this goddamn number, but that's, you know, that's me.
That's true.
That's just me.
The topic you have chosen is rectal bleeding.
Let's go to Buzz now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Verboten.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
And Buzz, what is your lead story tonight?
An update.
Cops comb Condit's condo.
Oh, hold on. I got one more from Mike.
Okay.
Just a second. Bear with me. God, I know this is tedious.
One more for the king.
There's got to be...
I know this gentleman sitting across from me, standing across from me. There is a payoff.
Welcome
at the end
to the Health Information Library.
You would not do this.
Please listen carefully to the following up.
So if you're like
us, the health sources, health
and you like medical
library.
Ailments, you got a winner
Welcome
coming.
Welcome to the Health
I just think you should listen.
Library.
On to something.
Symptoms of alcoholism. Alcoholism is a chronic illness characterized by the habitual intake of alcohol.
Bunk.
Alcohol use is to the degree that it interferes with physical or mental health, or with normal social or work behavior.
So
alcohol
what?
Produces both right. physical and
Buzz, yeah. Condom in the news, right?
Right.
Congressman Condom, okay.
Depressant that reduces anxiety, inhibition, and feelings of guilt.
Yes, yes,
it
yes.
It lowers alertness and impairs perception,
Lies.
Judgment, and motor coordination.
Wrong.
In high doses, it can cause loss of consciousness and even death.
Well, okay.
Okay.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up.
Coming
on
up.
The Don and Mike Show.
Out of my show. That was very...
That was very professional, Jack.
Number one, Arbitron Link. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Dirty Pop.
Everybody's favorite doped up, drunken, freeloading major market loser.
Hi.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
How's everybody doing?
Here we go. Time for Buzz News and Comment. Buzz News Show tonight sponsored by MafiaMob.com. Join the mob at MafiaMob.com, the internet's hottest new game. MafiaMob.com. Whack everybody. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, this evening, police are sifting through a growing pile of evidence in the search for Chandra Levy. They went through a back door of the Washington apartment of Congressman Gary Condit last night at 11:30.
Through the back door.
In through the back door.
Pull my finger.
The district's assistant police chief, Terrence Gaynor, says this about last night's search of Condit's apartment.
All right, hold on a second.
What do you have to say?
Hello?
Hey, Dad.
Oh!
That's not the police chief, I don't think.
Hey, Dad.
Or even the assistant.
Wow!
Is that all he had to say about it?
That's the first buzz.
Yeah. That's the first time I've ever fooled you with a table. It's been like, how you doing, guys?
That's right.
All right, who was this that we're listening to?
Assistant Police Chief Terrence Gaynor. Talking
the team that went in there was comprised of Metropolitan Police Department officers and FBI personnel. And they kept their eyes wide open and went about their business very professionally.
There they are.
They checked everything you'd expect them to check. But Gaynor says we'll have to wait to find out if they gathered anything useful to the investigation.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I was on it last night.
I could be wrong.
I'm pretty sure.
Not on the words to it, so I had to read it. Forgive it up. Just, you know, please forgive us.
I apologize, Buzz. Is this card that says Assistant Police Chief?
Yeah, number two. All right.
All right, there he is.
And it hit him so hard, it knocked a feces out of him.
No. The search was only completed just before 3 a.m. this morning. So, assuming we have anything to send to a crime lab, that would be done today.
The police are still negotiating with Condit's lawyer over what might be asked in a lie detector test.
Now, I think I read something today. Excuse me, Buzz. Today. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay. Right.
I read that Condit's attorney says he'll answer one or two questions, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And I guess if you had one or two questions to ask him, it would be, do you know anything about the disappearance?
And do you know if she was murdered?
Yeah, or did you kill her?
It'd be hard to choose just two, but they're still negotiating over this. The lawyer wants to keep it very limited.
And when you had sex, did you like to be tied up?
The police chief says he needs to ask, in order to have a reliable test, says he needs to ask a wide range of questions. So there's a big gap between what the chief wants and what Condit's lawyer wants.
This is a casual observation. Mm-hmm. Who knows? You know, they talk about all this rush to judgment and crap.
Right.
But I'm telling you, if the guy has nothing to hide, why would he even care? Why would they be doing this negotiation unless he was very nervous and had something to hide? I think if you're not guilty, if you have nothing to hide, you go in and say, yeah,
unless they're
going to lie detector.
Unless they're going to ask him questions like, you know, did you have butt sex with her? Did she perform oral on you?
But if it's something...
Did you tell her that you were going to leave your wife?
You know what you negotiate? You negotiate the results of the lie, the questions and the answers, you know, if they don't pertain to this investigation, cannot be made public.
Right. Not a chance.
But they do need to ask...
I don't mean that's what you're...
I understand what you're saying, but...
There's no way they keep that. Someone leaks that out.
But if they're painstakingly going over all these questions... It seems to me it would be a quicker process.
I do think you're right. It sure does make him look guilty if he doesn't just stand up and say, listen, let's just get this done with.
And also what the police are saying after going through his apartment. You know, it's not like they're coming out and saying, there was really nothing. You know, and it just seems to me that if they were decent about it and there really wasn't anything in there that was even remotely suspicious, they'd come out and say that, too. It's not looking good for this guy.
But you also got to balance it out by saying that the only reason they were in there was because Condom let them in there.
Yeah, he let them in.
They didn't have a search warrant,
right.
And I read somewhere that a judge probably wouldn't have given a search warrant.
Well, they tried to, I guess 10 days after it happened, they tried to get in there with a search warrant. The judge wouldn't give them one.
Couldn't do it. No probable cause.
Right.
But they do have that chemical luminol that makes bloodstains show up, even if they've been cleaned or painted over, which is pretty amazing. And they did take several items out of Condit's apartment.
OJ, those stains away.
Which they were hoping to send down to the FBI lab today.
All right.
I thought this was interesting, and, you know, we don't see the evening news because we're here, but cable's all over this story. The big three networks, however, have been careful, or you could even say timid, in their coverage of the Chandra Levy story. The CBS Evening News has avoided it entirely. The producer says he and Dan Rather...
There's a script they just deleted that out. I use the common medical term for getting one's jerk on.
That you can say.
Now, I can't say that.
Right.
I can't say that.
Right.
I can't say what you just said.
Right. I can't say getting one's jerk on.
You can't say the medical term.
The word that starts with M.
Go figure.
That's why CBS is the Tiffany Network.
But the producer says he and Dan Rather discuss it every day, usually deciding to wait until either a body is found or a suspect is named. He says they see the story as it stands right now as a circus. NBC and top-rated ABC have mentioned the story only occasionally.
You know, the story about the news story not being a story has become the big story.
There's the circus music
now. I got news for you.
People love the circus.
They do love the circus.
Attention, boys and girls of all ages, it's the CBS Evening News with that big hard-on, Dan Rather. It's a circus.
We don't see nothing.
Meanwhile, it's Army, the CBS hawk.
Enjoy a cuffling tossed right in your mouth.
Meanwhile, back on the Robert Blake case, The family of the victim says the L.A. police promised them that an arrest will be made. The family of Bonnie Lee Bakley also plans to sue the former TV actor.
Hey, I like the clown music just running behind your newscast.
Seems to work. In the meantime, Bonnie's sister says this about the investigation. Quote, they have four detectives working on it full time. The family's lawyer says he also believes there'll be an arrest. The murder occurred on May 4th.
Right. Oh, and look at this. July 11th. Oh, yeah. That's commercial time.
We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
You have no brain.
They still hate books. Don and Mike.
And the nipple contest now.
Yeah.
That's on, who's on the hotline? That's on Monday's episode. Hello? Hello? Hotline.
Radio station.
That's very strange. Big nipple contest Monday. Longest nipple contest, I should say. Excuse me.
Very exciting.
Longest nipple contest Monday. Girls will pay $1,000 an inch. Guys, $10 an inch. I think we have three, four, five girl contestants already.
Yes.
We get five or six more. We're going to put it on the web.
Very exciting.
At DonnaMikePans.com with a live webcast. And that'll be on Monday. So, girls, if you got long nipples, call, because the longest ones could be worth thousands.
Yes, the newly retooled longest nipple contest.
Yes, once again, to keep CBS happy, both guys and the girls are welcome to join.
Right. Come on, won't you?
And now here's Buzz.
The Haitian immigrant tortured by New York police may be getting $9 million as compensation.
Boy, you get something shoved up your, you know what, and it's like winning the lotto.
Abner Luina sued the city 3 years ago, claiming an officer in a Brooklyn station house had sodomized him with a wooden stick while another officer held him down. The officer with the stick pleaded guilty and is now doing 30 years in prison. All the lawyers involved are not allowed to talk about the case.
That's a pretty tough way to make $9 million, though.
Yeah, it is.
$9 million? You're nodding your head up and down. Like, yeah.
Yes, I am.
If they were gentle.
Give me the stick. $9 million.
You guys are not...
Was he hurt badly?
Yeah, he was. He was in the hospital for quite a while.
Well, then, no. I'm not interested in being hurt, but if it's just the stick up the butt, come on. It's
friendly.
As long as there are no splinters.
You can prepare...
What about, like, just the stick for $2
million? I don't know. You'd have to negotiate.
What do you mean, just the stick?
For $2
million... Not a popsicle stick.
Well, that's what I was thinking of, like a tongue depressor or something.
You only get, like, $2 million bucks.
A broom handle.
$2 million
bucks
of it.
Huh?
Yeah, how much of it?
Now you guys are the ones with the shell on.
I'm surprised
you just both, you know, you're both real curious about this. Almost like animatedly so after your trip to France.
It's like $9 million at home. You want a piece of it?
How much of it?
France.
Almost simultaneously, how much of it?
Bonjour.
What really went on over there?
Yeah.
Let me just say this. 5 feet is too much. I'm leaving it there.
No, I'd take
2 feet isn't enough, though.
That's right.
Broom handle? That much.
Oh, come on.
Well, what, I'm sorry.
That's like
I don't want to risk injury.
I give you $85.
And not dry either.
Oh, would it have to be lube?
Yeah, of course it has to be lube. Well, I mean, I don't want to experience any pain. And if I happen to experience pleasure,
say lube. All the better.
The Associated Press says it's learned the settlement will be paid partly by the city and partly by the Police Officers Association.
You're an interesting man, you are. You truly are.
This is going to get good. The new and improved, sexier than ever Big Brother hasn't attracted any more viewers. In fact, with 30 more episodes to go, the show is gradually slipping.
Goddamn, 30 more to go?
Even with the naked cavorting in the hot tub, each episode has fewer viewers than the one before it.
Meanwhile, Spy TV is still the funniest show on television.
And still beating in the ratings.
Fear Factor is pretty good, too.
I have not seen Fear Factor. Is that the one where they have like the infrared cameras going through the house? I got a good Fear Factor on my TiVo.
Oh, really?
That I want to watch, where they drop some guy out of an airplane.
Really?
Well, the whole thing, they
scare people, you know, S-less.
That's the one where they had the girl lay on the ground and she was covered with rats.
Oh, that's right.
They started eating her and stuff.
Very cool.
That's good.
Well, the Big Brother show premiered last week with 8 million viewers, but was beaten by a rerun of Friends. Saturday night, it came in fourth, even behind Cops, and a special about TV commercials.
Last night, it was beaten in its target age group by a rerun of Spy TV and trounced, of course, by baseball's All-Star Game.
Oh, that was a rerun with the one where they did cannibals?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The new and improved Big Brother was last night in a virtual tie for third place. Maybe this will help the ratings. Today, Justin, the New Jersey bartender, was ejected from the house. It's never happened before. Here's why he was ejected.
Is this the dick that walked around without a shirt on?
Well, one of them, yes.
Is someone with a bad tooth?
Yes.
Yes, I think you're right.
All right, I hate that guy. Here's why he was ejected. He pulled a knife on Krista, the waitress. He was kissing her in the kitchen when he suddenly grabbed a knife and held it to her neck. Producers quote him saying, "I'm going to slash your throat. Would you get mad if I just killed you?" Justin now says he was just kidding.
Do you think there's a chance?
Yeah, there's always a chance.
That some nutty producer put him up to this because they know now people will watch the show.
Coincidence?
On the next, what's the next episode? Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night.
And it's also an interesting look into the minds of people that would want to be on the show Big Brother.
Yep.
And the off chance he did it on his own.
Yeah, if it's legit. I mean, there's so many question marks on that. Whether he was doing it as a joke, whether he was some kind of real psycho, or I believe.
Yeah.
Fine gentleman from Virginia has an interesting
producer put him up to it. Justin now says he was just kidding, but the producers say this is his third instance of inappropriate behavior. The eviction will be discussed on tomorrow night's episode.
Of course it will.
But the producer says he's not sure yet if he'll include the video of the incident.
Oh, please.
Now, you know what?
It's make or break.
Why don't you kiss me?
Because I like being kissed when I'm being asked.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They got to show it so we can make our own determination.
Of course.
You know they'll show it. This has been predetermined.
Hope they show it.
And they know that news guys like Buzz are relaying the information to dumbass disc jockeys like us.
Right.
So then talk about it and get everybody in a fever pitch to watch this stupid show tomorrow.
I tell you, I didn't like the guy from day one.
No,
that is the absolute truth. He's the only guy really that I noticed. Mm-hmm. And I noticed a lot of the women.
Did you see when he was stealing the pillow from the old guy who's got the goiter on his face?
No, he stole a pillow.
Yeah. The guy was sleeping. He just goes in his room.
The southern redneck?
Yeah, just takes his pillow and walks out with him. And then, challenged him to a fight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very cool.
I'm not sure I like any of those people.
No, I
don't like the guy with the goiter either.
No one does.
The old dude. Buzz, is that the end of the story?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. So I got to do this.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Take it easy, honey. After all, we never see them.
Well, it's almost worth this way just hearing them.
Ladies, come suck on their two remaining toes.
Nice.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now here's Buzz.
I'm Don and Mike. Hey, we have a new record holder in the big baby category. In Jacksonville, Alabama, the Johnsons are the proud parents of a boy who weighed in at nearly 15 pounds.
Wow.
14 pounds, 13 and a half ounces.
Look at how big I am.
And he was over 2 feet long, 26 inches.
Got his shoe stretched out, huh?
Yeah.
A foot and a half of that was his head.
His mom tells reporters the birth was, and I quote, uncomfortable, to say the least.
And it hit him so hard, it knocked the feces out of him.
Exactly. What if someday women no longer needed men to help them make babies?
Boo.
Some scientists in Australia think that day is coming.
Oh, well, tell them to knock it off.
Not a chance with my super sperm.
They believe it's possible to fertilize a woman's eggs without sperm. They think it can be done with cells from any part of any male or female body.
Good luck.
They say the idea is to help infertile men father children.
Oh, please.
And for lesbians to have kids without a sperm donor.
Good luck storming that castle.
Okay.
You need what we got right here.
And the
unleaded pump.
And although they believe they've already succeeded with mice, the researchers say this is all still just years away.
Well, let them have a bunch of Stuart Littles then.
You know what it is? This right here, I guess?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Life juice.
Oh, don't touch yourself.
This is life juice right here.
No need for that.
Got 2-liter bottle of life juice right here.
Apparently.
This is my rifle. This is my gun.
Apparently not everybody wants to be a customer.
Well, nobody wanted to do the Marine chant.
I don't know the rest of it.
This is my rifle. This is my gun.
I don't know the rest of it
You're
either.
You're supposed to repeat it.
Oh, this is my rifle.
I'm going to start it again, and we're going to do it properly.
Yes, sir.
This is my rifle. This is my gun.
Are you supposed to grab me nuts like you're doing it?
Yeah.
Don't you remember that?
No.
This is my rifle. This is my gun.
This is my rifle. This is my gun.
This is for fighting. This is for fun.
This is for fighting. This is for fun.
There you go. Thank you.
We all feel
Thank
better.
You. Today is Crystal. Today is
Crystal. Oh, you don't want us to follow along.
Okay. All right. Oh,
okay. Five people got hurt on day five of the running of the bulls in Spain.
Hey,
all right,
idiot. Well, now you're
somewhere.
Badly, I hope. Four people just got bumps and bruises, but the fifth guy got a chest wound from a bull's horn.
There you go.
All right.
He will survive.
Oh,
sorry. Can't have everything.
Oh, man, more idiots.
And it hit him so hard, it knocked a feces out of him.
No, but this probably did. Seattle police officers in separate cars got into a shootout with each other today by accident.
Yay! Get to know Charlie.
Both officers were looking for a police cruiser that had been swiped by the 18-year-old son of a dead officer. The cops set out on a chase, but lost the perp and then mistook each other for the stolen squad car.
Get to know Charlie.
It's them!
I think
Shoot.
It's this way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way. No.
Wow! Good, Joe!
One cop car rammed the other, and then both officers opened fire on each other. They got off more than 20 rounds before they realized their mistake.
How stupid is that?
Right.
Fortunately, nobody got hurt, but the whole thing may have been unnecessary since the kid later just returned the car to the police parking lot.
One more, buddy.
Daddy, Daddy, take us to Dracula Land. That'll be the cry of kids around the world once the new theme park is built in Romania.
You are effing me.
No. I'd go. The tourism folks there say they hope to build the Dracula Park near his mythical birthplace.
That is scary. Welcome. Yes, sirree. Good to see you, kids. Welcome to Dracula Land.
That's right. Dracula Land would be built in Transylvania, the birthplace of the 15th century ruler Vlad the Impaler.
And all the kids say, this place sucks. But thank you for the news. Thank you for the comments. 877-365-3636. There's the Touchstones. Call 100 right now.
Number one, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
If they weren't on the radio, they'd be holding ye up. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Busy Joe Burbank, though.
In sports, the National Hockey League's Washington Capitals have picked up star right wing Jaromir Jagr from the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Jaromir. Did he F up Jaromir? The name?
Yeah, but it's pretty good. Jaromir.
Okay.
I was going by the Associated Press.
Don't ever go by the Associated Press.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
Don't believe the AP, buzz.
Okay. Hey, this is a great day for any fan of the Washington Capitals. They finally went out and got a legitimate superstar, and I'm happy for the team. Whether they're going to win or not, I don't know.
They're not.
They're snake bit.
Yeah,
like the Red Sox.
Right.
I tend to believe that.
Like the Bullets.
Yeah.
Like the Redskins.
No, the Redskins have won their share.
With Joe.
Right.
With Super Joe Gibbs.
Jagr was traded for four younger players and future considerations. Jagr had asked the Penguins to trade him. The team agreed since his salary made up a third of their payroll.
This is great.
Could Mark Rippon be coming back to the Washington Redskins? Today's Washington Post says the two sides are talking. The Skins may be looking to sign a veteran to back up starter Jeff George.
Now, you'll remember that Mark Rippon was on this show not long ago.
Happened here.
And when we had that awkward moment, we asked him about his wife, and he told us that they'd broken up.
Mm-hmm.
But Mark did mention...
He said he wanted to get back into the NFL.
Wanted to get back into the NFL, and now, a couple of months later, here's the story.
The word is the Skins are considering maybe giving their two younger quarterbacks more time to develop. A friend of this show, Rippon, led the Skins to a Super Bowl 10 years ago.
I got a question for you, Mr. Football.
Yeah.
That more time to develop. That doesn't work that way in the football, does it? I mean, it's really not that way.
That's
it's
why,
not like they sent them down to AAA. They basically say, see you later if they bring in an older.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they need Rip to be the second guy.
Okay. Right. He's been out of the league since 97 for family reasons. His agent says Rip wants to come back this year, preferably in Washington. The ratings were up this year for the All-Star Game, up 15% over last year. The game aired last night on Fox, featuring, among other things, an All-Star farewell homer from Baltimore's Cal Ripken.
That's good, because it was a homer. I mean, it was, I told you earlier.
A mechanical ball.
It was an underhand, you know, like a thing. It was. It might even have been fake.
A simple actor's trick.
It might have been, you know, Fox did that with their animatronics.
Yeah. Yeah, special effect.
They can do that.
Yeah, right. Finally, in Augusta, Georgia.
Surprised you didn't know that.
This should remind you and Rob of France, Don. Finally, in Augusta, Georgia, the health department has shut down the big fountain downtown. Almost everybody loved the fountain in Augusta, Georgia. But recent tests found bacteria in the water and other very bad things.
Oh my.
And new state health regulations require public fountain water to be clean. This wasn't.
And it hit him so hard, it knocked a feces out of him.
Oh, how right you are.
What are we going to pee in now?
The sloped pavement around the fountain was designed to recapture and recirculate the water, but other things wound up on the pavement, including dog feces.
Oh my.
And human feces.
Ah!
Oh, and all of that would get pumped back into the fountain, unfiltered. One health official says he's surprised someone hasn't gotten very ill.
Gross.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Yeah. All right, that's it. We gotta go. Well, may I have a moment to say happy birthday to Elizabeth O'Mara.
Yeah.
4 years old today.
And beautiful.
She doesn't listen to the program, but I just thought I'd share that with
you. Oh, you should have mentioned that right up front.
Yes, Elizabeth is 4 years old today. I love her very much.
Tomorrow, we're live from WNEW in New York. And I'll tell you how my wife says,
well, never mind. I'll tell you.
Oh, man.
But never mind.
It'll be the whole first hour tomorrow.
Real simple job in the apartment. One thing I told her.
It's a pretty important job, though, right?
Well, yeah. Buzz?
Yes?
Let me ask you. You've heard none of this.
All right. That's true.
What do you think would be the most important thing for me, getting an apartment in New York? The most inside the apartment, the most important thing?
Number one, a bed.
Wrong.
Okay. I didn't know if it was a furnished apartment.
Give a second. Let me phrase the question differently.
Okay.
Buzz,
all right.
A possession in Don's apartment. What would be the single most important thing in Don's apartment when he's up there?
Oh, TV.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the one thing that she's effed up?
No TV?
No TV.
Oh, that's
but he
bad.
Has a bed.
Yeah, I got a bed. So I'll be sitting up there for 5 hours tomorrow watching the bed. But anyway.
Rest well.
Tell you about it. Tell you about it tomorrow. Got to go live at NEW tomorrow along with lots of Pete Johnson stuff.
All right.
And I think tomorrow you bring up the record bag?
Yeah,
that's for tomorrow's episode. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Buzz.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Are you there? Call 100.
That's not nice.
Hold on. What's going on?
Wait a minute. Hold on. That's operator error. Stand by.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Buzz, I can't watch David Letterman on a bed.
No, that's true.
Yeah, I can watch it in bed, but you have a TV. Hello, who's this?
Joe Hunt.
Joe, you're the 100th caller, Joe.
Yes.
Where are you from?
I'm from Springfield.
Joe, you've won a free account on MafiaMob.com and an extra 200 points. You really let me down there, Buzz.
I'm sorry.
I thought for sure you would know the TV is it, man.
Didn't think you'd want to sleep on the floor.
Do you know many years when I was a struggling disc
jockey?
You did
that, yeah.
I did sleep on the floor. So
yeah, we all do.
The guys are coming to my apartment.
Sleeping bag and a big screen.
Guys, no kidding. Guys, you come in my apartment. There'd be no furniture.
Mm-hmm.
There would be no kitchen table. There would be no food.
Look like boiler room.
But yes, but I had a beautiful Sony Trinitron TV.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That's priority. My life.
Priority.
I love my TV. You won MafiaMob.com an extra 200 points. See, I'm obsessing about this already, and I shouldn't, because by the time I get up there, the JR might have already delivered.
Good. Yeah.
JR, they might have already delivered.
You probably have one.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I better.
You're set.
MafiaMob.com. Otherwise, I got to sit around in an empty apartment just talking to my wife all day tomorrow. The Internet's hottest new game, MafiaMob.com. Whack everybody. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm sorry, I kind of effed up the read on that. It's a wonderful prize. You'll love it. We'll see you tomorrow live from New York. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And now, Robbie?
Is it bad?
Throw that Santa Claus hat
you,
in the air.
Hey, we're going to New York.
everybody. We're ready now.
That is a first. That is a first.
Had to be done.
You know what? You isolate that, Robbie. And you, Rob. Okay, Rob, throw that hat in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
And Buzz Burbank, ladies and gentlemen.
Buzz. We will see you tomorrow.
Long as it's mother.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.